I'm in the bird that crashed in the window. Perfect time for BB stream crushing. Good day and God bless all the bears. Exactly. All right. Are we here? Are we live? We'll do it live. Hi, everybody. Today has some good gravy in it. And I'm not an expert at all in mud floods or architecture or unlimited electricity and all that stuff, but I've done a decent amount of research so that I can bring you some good gravy. It is a great day. It's a great day to be alive. Hi, everybody. Kids outside blasting Journey, and the first thing I think of is Big Bear rocking out in the O2 Arena. Yeah, that was a blast. And just to clear some stuff up, my Vegas show, unfortunately, has been canceled. I'm sorry if you bought tickets. You'll all be refunded. It's the same old nonsense. I should have known better. But the owner of the club is really bummed out as well. It was the casino, top down. And don't get all conspiratorial. It's just simply a very small group of people has figured out certain weaknesses in the system, and they're just exploiting it. And if they don't want gravy on their biscuits, that's the deal. So again, I apologize. I will still tour in the future, but it seemed a little too good to be true anyway, you know? But I wanted to let you guys know as soon as possible in case you were making plans. Yeah, they just took me right off the website, and yeah, but it's not as big of a conspiracy. Some people were spiraling as soon as they saw that, and they're like, you know, the cabal's out to get Owen and all that. It's a very small group of people that are very good at manipulating systems with a lot of weakness. And the club owner is also not happy. I was selling tons of tickets. You know, I legitimately feel bad for the comedians that have taken the lie. And, you know, I don't know. It's weird. Like, so many things have happened recently that have had the opposite effect on me. It's made me actually more forgiving and more understanding. Like, you know, I think some people that probably really hate me, if I could play hate me advocate, I try not to say devil's advocate anymore. It's kind of weird. But I think they probably see a guy who's 39 and I got to make some money and make a name for myself before things got so topsy-turvy. I get donations from you guys to my P.O. box. I have unauthorized. I got a good jump in life early on before the economy got so bad and before social justice warriors made life so impossible for everybody, not just white males, everybody. And you probably look at me and you see, like, I'm homesteading and you're like, yeah, but he doesn't tell anybody where he gets the money. Or, you know, it must be nice. I get it. Like, I feel for the people that are trying to start off being a comedian right now. I know you face things that I didn't have to face, but just to let you guys know how committed I am to your struggle and how understanding of it is, I have a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a pregnant wife. Like, I'm absolutely committed to the future, and I don't have generational wealth. So they will be right out there with all your kids and you guys and everything that you face. The people in my life that I love the most will have to face it even more or even less, depending on how life goes. But I understand that, you know, you try and homestead. Let's say you watch my videos and you're like, Owen has the answer. I'm going to start homesteading. And then you see how much seeds cost and you can't take off time from work. And you see how much lumber costs to make a raised bed. And you start thinking, oh, it must be a scam, must be a scam. It's not. I have been blessed and fortunate in certain ways because the comedy world hadn't fallen over in 2008, 2010, 2012, 2015. I had had time to make a name for myself and to get an audience and to get skills and to understand. But let me tell you something, and this is my point of view, and then we'll get into architecture. If I just sat here and whined with you and sympathized, it wouldn't help you. Most blocks are all mental and spiritual. Like, if you think that you're screwed, you're screwed. You don't think I face stuff? You don't think I could just turn on a live stream and just cry some days? Guys, I do physical labor and I have an incredibly valuable skill set of comedy. Like, I just had a weekend in Vegas. Tickets are flying. Everyone's writing to me that they're going to spend the weekend there, blah, blah, blah. And it just got canceled. It's if I saw it a certain way, I could say my life's over. I have no career. I just got humiliated. Comedy's going down the tube. No. And you shouldn't either. Wherever you are right now, you can do it. We all have these struggles. And I understand that it must look frustrating sometimes, the way I can show my happy family and my thriving garden and all this stuff. What good would it do if I showed you just me staring into a corner for 2 hours, just so overwhelmed with issues in life and problems and stresses that I can't even talk? Would you want me to take that picture, or would you rather see the goats or the chickens or whatever? We all face this. We're all in this. And I do understand why some of these trolls can develop such a hatred for me. But let me tell you something, guys. You wouldn't want it any other way. If I just showed you, just like countless other YouTubers and countless other church leaders and countless other family members, that, you know, the end is near and the world is falling apart, it wouldn't help you. And I face problems, you face problems, and I'm completely invested in the future. I have no self-destruction in me. I have no destruction in me. I want you all to thrive, because you're going to be shaping the world that my children are in, which is the strongest and largest call to divinity and action and purpose of my entire life. I want my wife to be calm and happy. I don't want to put any stresses on her. Like, we're all in this together. And there's so many good things to focus on. And the war really is spiritual and mental. It's not what you think it is. And I know this because of decades of struggle. And like, comedy, okay, here's one of my fears. It's not really a fear, because I understand fear at this point, but comedy is almost becoming obsolete. It's like, I've had these thoughts where it's like, am I a horseshoe salesman? Like, am I a VCR repairman? Am I in a career that no longer exists? And a lot of the logic and facts will say yes. You know, comedy clubs don't want to book people that the vast majority of people want to go watch and laugh. They'd rather book political agendas, blah, 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 all that stuff. You know, agents won't represent people if they don't follow an agenda, all of it. You know, I could think that there's a massive conspiracy where everybody's against me and comedy is now gone, or I can understand that the conspiracy is very small and they understand the weak points of massive institutions where good people, otherwise, agents, managers, a lot of them are good. A lot of comedians are good, just trying to feed their family. They can be manipulated by a very small few, and that comedy only dies when I believe it dies. And because I've thought that way and I haven't taken the loser's route, I just had another tour, another special, another documentary. 10,000 people got to just watch me on the last tour. So if I had taken that route and said, by all intents and purposes, comedy's dead. Comedy Central has been overtaken by nihilists and communists and atheists, and they don't care at all about what's funny. You know, someone like me who's done Leno and Fallon, Comedy Central, sitcoms, movies, doesn't matter how many credits you have, they can still ice you out. You know, if I had taken that route, comedy would have died in me, in my life, in my reality. It didn't. And so when I say these things about get a wife, get children, grow food, grow a community, it's not saying you're not going to face jobs you hate. It's that you're not going to have debt. You're not going to have illness, depression. We all have that wolf at our door. And if I were to just take that, like, comedy, I could so easily have said everyone's against me. Comedy's dead. But did I? No. And so I'm not rubbing in my life. I'm not trying to make your life seem like you might have a wife or a girlfriend, and you get real excited at first to watch me, and you're like, look, baby, we can have all this. And as time goes on, you can't afford the certain things that I can, or you can't, or she can't stay home with the kids because you're in debt and all that. And you think, oh, it's a big scam. Owen's a liar. No, we face struggle, guys. Big time struggle. And I wouldn't be doing you any service of wallowing in it. You know, you just got to put your boots on and keep going. And life rewards those who show up. And life rewards those who see a way. And life rewards those who have faith that things will get better. Because they will. I've seen that today in my life. Guys, I used to, like, I was never evil or wicked or manipulative or anything. But I've had periods in my life when I didn't want to get out of bed, or, you know, I was drinking too much, or have, you know, but like the thing about being a dad is that goes away. Like that pure love, that pure responsibility will help just let you just say, I can't, I don't have the freedom. I don't have the, the ability anymore to be sad or to be down on myself or to focus on myself. I have a responsibility, and it's these two beautiful children and a beautiful wife and a pregnancy that I hope goes great. And that's it. And I hope that helps you guys understand that, because ironically, as the gamma wars and the false bears and the angriness continued, I oddly wasn't getting more angry or more. I started literally feeling for them simply because I can't imagine spending that much time on hating someone you've never met on the computer. And you could say, oh, how dare you? You know, Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro. Yeah, it's way different, guys. It's way different. You think I scammed you because because I see what they say. Oh, he's got Jew money coming in. He's from a banking family. It's Jew. No. Guys, my upbringing was extremely modest. No one's paying me. You know, I never had new clothes my whole life. My mom only shopped at, you know, thrift stores and yard sales. And my dad used to pace the house saying we're going to end up kicked out of our 1,500 square foot house. And, you know, the poor house. Guy, we have similar lives. And even when you see rich people, they have similar lives. They have their own set of problems. And it really isn't about us hating each other and blaming each other. It's we're all in this together. Like, let me show you something that'll probably fascinate you. And then we'll talk about architecture and mud floods. And then, and again, Vegas show has been canceled. No spiraling. I shouldn't have thought that it would happen. But there is still signs of hope. Because the comedy club owner, it wasn't him. It was the casino who owns it. And it's not a grand conspiracy. It's just simply, it is what it is. So, for real, man, some people are freaks that were fans, but they become upset and jealous for some reason. It's really fun. Yeah, I think because they hold themselves to me materially sometimes when that isn't the point. And I've said this over and over again. Like, I'm trying to help explain this, although I don't really see the mistake I made. The mistake is still in their perception. I've told them over and over again, I'm a comedian. I'm not a religious leader. I'm not a political leader. I'm not here to save you. I'm just a positive male role model. If you compare my resources to yours, you will never, I mean, that doesn't end well no matter what it is. You know, friendships, family, it would all crumble. One brother's always doing a little better financially than another. One house on the block is a little nicer than the other. That fractal hell has to break down. Like, you can't do that to me or yourself. Look at it as someone who can get through stuff with the attitude that allows them to grow in this complicated fallen state. And we're in this together. And to see, like, so many of my weaknesses and so many of my vulnerabilities that I've shown people over the years doing these live streams were used against me in these shame mobs. And I'm like, and I really did feel sorrow for them, because I'm like, you didn't even understand the message. You're using it as a weapon when you should be able to use it as armor. Like, these weapons aren't against me. I was sharing that so people understood that out of darkness, you can still grow. All right, want to see something that'll blow your mind? Watch this video, and then we'll get into... this is a funny meme, by the way. People that promote and encourage war is like a gimp, and then the media is like this old creep. It's so funny. All right, watch this. Tell me this doesn't just shatter all your paradigms.
They know the system very well, okay? A lot of times they have all this money coming in the household, but somehow they always figure out a way to manage getting Section 8 or public assistance. Whatever services is available, trust me, the Jewish people are the first ones to find out about it. They're the first ones to utilize it.
Actually, they're part of the mind control system that they use through television and the media. The higher ups.
That right there is in a book called The Elders of the Protocols of Zion. That was in like 1898. They was talking about how the Jews will use TV and media and propaganda to control the world and take over the world. So little things like that just, oh man. Who wrote that book? It was a Russian who wrote that book too. Elders, whoever's watching this, Elders of the Protocol of Zion, read it. It gives you an idea, the blueprint to take over the world. It is.
It's implementing it right now.
It's actually, when you read it, they say it's false. But when you read it, you see everything coming to light. It's really not anti-Semitic.
It's not anti-Semitic.
It's correct. This is like, people keep saying things and they really don't know what
they're talking about. If somebody's telling the truth about something, why does it have to be anti-Semitic? Because it's not in a Jewish people's favor. It's not anti-Semitic. It's just somebody being honest. Facts is what it is. Bottom line.
There wasn't such a thing, you know, it's like a bunch of people sitting together running the world, you know. This is kind of bullshit,
but you
know.
But you said that's bullshit?
That is not true. No, this is like a false book.
That's not bullshit as far as like a bunch of people sitting together running the world. The United Nations is a bunch of people sitting together running the world, so how could you say that's bullshit?
So the point is, like, these aren't anti-Semites. These aren't hateful. These are just dudes like you trying to figure it out and trust in your fellow man. You know, and the thing is, it's not, the irony of all of this is it's not even the Jews. It really is a small group of people absolutely committed to Lucifer and Satan. They call him Lucifer, Prometheus, whatever. And they just continuously hijack other organizations. That's why worship of false idols is so bad. Because let's say they enter some Catholic parish or some aspect of government or this wing of this. It's like if people worship their title as Catholic or Presbyterian or Jewish or Israeli, if they worship that over truth, they're bought. And this small group knows that. And your armor against that isn't to figure out who the bad men are. Because most people are just like, they're good. They're just trying to get by in this world. And there's a lot of pain in the world right now. It's not just you. It's all over the place. And some of the most pain and human suffering that's happening right now is in the banking class. And I'm not saying to feel bad for bankers or blah, blah. It really is a great time to reconnect to what matters and what your responsibilities are and all that. Like, you just saw a conversation amongst, like, urban blacks being like, have you read the Protocols of Zion? So I was stealing a bike yesterday and thinking to myself, what is the Federal Reserve? It's just the word thieves. There is a plan to degrade people, and it's spiritual, and people get hijacked. Because humans don't live as long as some of these plans, like some of these, you know, Albert Pike and all these grand plans of the three world wars. And now, obviously, the introduction of like cryptocurrency and all that. It's like these aren't in any human being's interest. It has to be a trick. And demons have no power. They have influence. So the power is in, and this is why I'm talking about this today, because I want to show you guys what humans are capable of. And it's in architecture. And it's like, black bears are good bears. Yeah, and it's like, the irony is a lot of the Jews they're mad at aren't even the ones making their lives miserable. You know, they're just, I'm just trying to take advantage of the system with Section 8 housing, and they're just cutting corners. And so the powers that be would want nothing more than a bike thief, small hat, constant war in a city. And then they'll send in the UN to try and confiscate guns that don't exist. And then the UN just kind of heads back to Switzerland with PTSD. And they're just trying to make it work in Switzerland. It really is up to us. And I'm not trying to start a movement or awaken people, because that doesn't work at all. You almost need to have the false belief that we can save the world, which we can't. There is no paradise on earth. So I'm just trying, like you guys, like, listen, I have struggles in my life. I'm just trying to be a comedian, man. I'm just trying to be the best comedian I can be. Imagine being me right now, guys. You know, a world in which equality trumps truth, and like all this SJW, constant leftism taking over all of entertainment, all of college campuses. My job used to be to do stand-up at colleges. So I know it's easy to look at me and get angry sometimes because it seems like everything's going my way, but like really understand what I face as a comedian. And I know what cops face, and I know what construction company owners face, and I know what just the guy waiting tables to pay for his wife's student debt. Like, I get it. It's all the same struggle. And yeah, people wake up when they're ready, and you just got to trust it. I see people all the time that give me so much hope, because the Achilles heel to the nonsense agenda is it isn't true. And so you can put in so much MK Ultra programming and Monarch and Operation Paperclip, and you know, you have all these evil Russian scientists and Mengele and all these people trying to figure out how to break someone and do all this and play God and be Frankenstein, and they ship out the media and all that. And in the end of the day, eventually it wears off again and people go, no, no, you're a guy if you have a dick. And you have to understand that, like, it isn't true. And you don't have to stop them, because you can't. The only way to stop them is to live as best you can, have gratitude to Jesus and God and the whole thing, and just be loving. And just the way to truly shame the devil is to be loving and be grateful in a world designed to make every single group think that they're the victim. Owen's lost a lot of weight. Yeah, my struggle isn't money right now. It's not the comedian thing. It's health. And so every morning I wake up and I have a green smoothie and I do all this stuff, and I have lost some weight. Someone, thank you for noticing that. You know, I found a little lump on my sternum and I thought it was cancer, and I went in and it turned out to be just like one of these fat lumps. And so I swore to myself that I was going to lose weight. And that's by far my biggest struggle. It isn't being kicked out of comedy clubs and all that stuff, or being shame mobbed, or it's literally between me and my appetite of food. So we all have it. I had mud flood once. All right, so let's talk about some stuff. Hey, BB, I've missed 20 minutes. I'll go with Vegas. No, unfortunately, Vegas has been canceled. Spread the word. They'll refund your tickets. I'm sorry. Typically, this is the reason I usually do my own tickets, because then I can quickly refund people. And when I do it, it doesn't get canceled, because we work through, issues with venues and all that. I jumped the gun a little. I thought that comedy was back, but I think we still need a little more time. There's still a lot of nonsense in place. Is the documentary out? Not yet, but it's coming. How is Amy doing with the baby? Is she starting to show? She's doing great. She has a lot of nausea, but that's actually a really good sign. My new plan is to make a black bear friend, a brown bear, a panda bear, grizzly, Kodiak, etc. Don't look at people like that, though. You don't have to. If all your friends are white Christians, fine. You don't need... Diversity isn't in skin and stuff like that. It's good. Are you good or not? Like, those bike thieves, I would hang out with. They would love me. I'd love them. We'd all do... But you shouldn't have any desire to be like... To get more perspective on humanity, I need someone with darker skin in my life. That is literal nonsense. The point of that video I was showing you isn't that the blacks are the good ones. It's that on every level, people can spot nonsense and talk about it, and they're all trying to get by given their circumstance. But no, you don't, like, diversity isn't a strength. Like, if you just say, like, oh, just being around blacks and browns and Asians makes me a more well-rounded person. Not if every one of them is in the same lie. U.S. plan to send Jane Bond to Iran? That's hysterical. Yeah, you want to see, like, something that I thought was kind of interesting? Look at this headline from back in the day. Impeachment vote in House delayed as Clinton launches Iraq airstrike, citing military need to move swiftly. None of this is new. And I'm not putting any of my emotions into it. Like, I know people that are now deploying, and they seem to be in good spirits. They know it's... Like, think about how much different a war would be if we're fighting, like, the Mexican cartels or helping out the South African farmers from being attacked or something. Like, if it at least just made any sense. Iraq, Iran make no sense. It doesn't, you know, it's like, but it doesn't help to just be constantly frustrated. And I'm not even saying that military is wrong or whatever. Like, imagine if, you know, we did it in a way where everybody was like, yeah, that makes total sense. There's nothing that makes sense about this. So I'm not even mad at Trump. You know, I briefly was like, the one thing about Trump is that no more wars. But you don't know what's happening. You don't know how they finagled that. You know, people are in a lot of pain right now because a nonsense world makes a lot of people feel pain. And so it's not helping anybody to just keep pointing out how insane everything is. You know, when it happened with Clinton, I didn't even know that was what was happening. So at least now we know. Can you share the meme, media meme again? Yeah. War with Iran is necessary. Oh, says the Grabber. Don't ban the Grabber. He's doing a character. It's insanely funny. Yeah, and I don't feel like I have to mock Ben Shapiro anymore. It's so obvious his nature. You know, he's tweeting like, revenge is best. Ugh, revenge is best served cold. Ugh. Like, and everybody is tweeting memes about that Randy Marsh cartoon of like jizz everywhere, like because he was whacking off. It's like Ben Shapiro every time someone's killed. Like, we've done our job. You know, I don't need to just continuously point out that Ben Shapiro is a bloodthirsty neocon. Like, it's out there. It's out there to the point where the bike thieves on the street are like, what is this? Trust POTUS has different, he's a good guy. Well, my new thing is I'm not going to engage in that back and forth drama. And I hope he is. How about this? I hope Trump has a plan. I hope he's a good guy. You know, I even understand where Luciferians are come from. They're very damaged people who think that they can heal the world because that'll stop whatever was coming in their bedroom when they were a little kid. They're really messed up people. And that, you know, they can subvert the truth. They hate their dads. They think God is evil and Lucifer is here. I don't want to be them. And if their life brought them to that point, they've experienced a lot of pain. And so I'm not going to engage in it anymore. I'm not just going to be like, look at us. Like, you know, some people were sending me this video of Nick Fuentes out with a date with a guy like in a cat suit. And he's buying him jackets and stuff. And everyone's like, look, Fuentes actually is a homosexual. And I'm like, why do you think I was saying that? Like, why do you think I was always, but I don't need to like rub it in. Like, all I wanted people to do is to know. And now I think enough people, it's getting so obvious that if you don't know, it's intentional. And it's not my job to just keep rubbing in trauma into people that obviously have horrible lives. Trump reminds me of bears. You want to talk shit? No, but it's not. I don't even want to get engaged with it. I know people in special forces and stuff in Iran, and they literally always say, never trust anything you see on the news ever. That's all they'll say. They don't want to talk about anything else, but war is bad. This war makes no sense. The narrative makes no sense. If we invaded Mexico, it would make more sense. The Mexican cartels are, you know, it's just, I could make an argument for invading almost, there's a better argument for invading Japan. No offense, Japan, I don't want to invade you. But this Iraq shit, it's like, we've been there for decades doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. So you can't even expect a new outcome. It's just something I don't want to be engaged in. Trust the plan where we go one, we go all. Yeah, true, but don't just blindly trust these people. Focus on yourself and community, all as well. Yes, trust the plan of the Bible. I hope Trump is doing a good job. I'm not going to spend any of my time, you know, overthinking it and wondering if it's all this. Look at my life. Look at how much I can't do that. You know, like, I could, this Vegas weekend, you don't think I easily could have been like, this is a psyop. They want to, you know, they were trying to build up this thing and then, you know, then destroy it so people don't trust. No, it definitely was exactly what it looks like. The club owner wanted me. I was selling a ton of tickets. He was very happy. The casino has a board that can be easily manipulated by pressures from who knows where. That's the weakness of all corporations. And they pulled the plug on me and that's it. It really didn't feel personal when I actually followed the oil. No, it's not. All right, let's talk about this stuff. Turn off your TVs. Yeah, definitely. Trump made me realize that the news is bullshit. I'm grateful to him for that. Yes, there's a lot of things I'm grateful for Trump. He's revealed that what the system is. But that being said, you still have to live in it. You know, like we see all these corrupt officials and we see all this stuff that he's revealed, but you still have to live in it. You can't, like, you being mad doesn't change anything. Anger is always the thing that's easiest to manipulate. This is ancient occult stuff. You know, the start of every spell is extreme emotions. So if you're reading a news story and it's like, and then the baby was cut and they raped the baby, just don't read it. Because the point is to get you really upset. So, you know, true, anything on the news about war is nonsense, kill your TVs. Well, I'm just not going to engage in it. Trump may have stopped a war. He may have served the grabbler. I have no idea. I want to rejoice in what humans have done and what I believe all these things are. Okay, so this is a building from something called the Chicago World's Fair of 1893. Let me just give you what the mainstream calls this. One second. Chicago World's Fair. The Columbian Exhibition. For those of you that know about occult stuff, that's very telling. It was in 1893. Let me just read what this is. Also known as the Chicago World's Fair and Columbian Exposition, was a World's Fair held in Chicago to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Christopher Columbus' arrival in the New World in 1492. The centerpiece of the fair, the large water pool representing the long voyage Columbus took to the New World. Chicago had won the right to host the fair over several cities, including New York City, Washington, D.C., and St. Louis. The exposition was an influential social and cultural event and had profound effect on architecture, sanitation, the arts, Chicago's self-image, and America's industrial optimism. The layout of the Chicago exhibition was large by Root, Burnham, Olmsted, Atwood. Yeah, and I used to read about this all the time. Like, I read this one historical fiction called The Devil in the White City about a serial killer during this time. And I remember reading another book about Olmsted and how they got their contracts. But this is the thing that no one talks about that's so mind-blowing. These buildings don't exist anymore. Okay, the greatest architecture America's ever seen. Like, stuff that all the construction companies in America right now couldn't rebuild this stuff. The columns, the limestone, the detail, the craftsmanship, like, these things are not possible. They're not being made now. And so hundreds of these buildings, here we go. That's, you know, this giant statue, this giant pool, all these buildings, these giant domes, these pyres, all of it gone. So they build all of this stuff, like the most beautiful architecture in America. There's a reason they bomb these Middle East countries, destroying historical artifacts and architecture. That's absolutely a theory that I can't disprove. Newberry's Las Vegas has been canceled. No despair, though. Logos will prevail. Yeah, it was my bad. I know the deal of what's going on with comedy. But anyway, so this is interesting, right? So they have this ability of building these buildings, or they were already there. You don't know. Like, there's a lot about this history makes so little sense that you really do have to question the entire narrative of some aspects of history. From my life and my studies of American history, you know, following the Civil War and carpetbaggers and all this stuff, it makes zero sense that they would take all these resources and build these giant palaces and obelisks and, you know, 40-acre structures of limestone and glass and beautiful stuff, and then just tear it all down and then just build shit. Doesn't make any sense. But it does. I'll tell you my theory in a bit. I'm going to go through some more. Like, this is the Philadelphia Capitol building. People can't make that now. Like, that's so beautiful and so well done. You will never see that ever now. It's all that is just heavy limestone and beautiful ornate structures and these like metal rods and domes and all this stuff. And then look at what's around it. Since that building, look at what's built around it. It's just big squares of glass and stuff that wouldn't last more than 200 years. Like, nothing built now will last 200 years or more. It's not built to last. These old structures, and this is in America's infancy, where we didn't have, and some people, oh, slaves. No, that's insane. We have unlimited slaves now. They're called us. It's called money. So we have all this stuff, and it just goes away. Not only is it not being made anymore, hang on, is that Independence Hall? Am I late? When did this start? Toronto was destroyed in 1950s, looking at Nathaniel Williams. Well, listen, I'm not an expert at this. Check out Quantum of Conscience, does a lot on architecture. I just heard this great interview with Sage Akwe and a guy named Christopher Gardner, who is a horticulturalist in Costa Rica who builds domes. I'm going to get to some of his points in a minute. Beautiful architecture is all just squares and rectangles now. Yeah, but why? We're getting to that. Like, we have a dignified past, is the point that Christopher was making. Like, they say that we come from apes and that we keep evolving and technology is better now than it ever was. Bullshit. If you look at old family pictures from, like, the early 1900s or even movies from the 1930s where there's street scenes, everyone is more beautiful. And this isn't despair. We can get back to that and it's all good. But we come from a dignified past. We come from a past of extreme knowledge and higher thinking and faith and gratitude. And now we live in this, and it was still fallen. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't paradise, but it's like cement from sand. Yeah. You can make limestone. I'm getting to that. So there was technology that was known and then now is hidden. And I believe that World's Fair was the emergence of almost like this hidden knowledge where they could recreate all this stuff to show where they're at, and then they destroy it again, right? So what did they used to have? And it's hiding in plain sight. I'll give you another example. So Sydney, okay, all the dregs of society are sent to Australia, right? And within 11 years, they build these things that no one can build now. Like, to build a freestanding dome is insane. Like, the amount of math and geometry, and then put that on top of these giant columns of just single unit limestone slabs. Like, just look at that and really look at it and be like, could we do that now? No. I mean, we could, but do we? Is that even in our mental abilities to think about how someone would make something like that, especially with no industrialization, allegedly? None. Like, so a bunch of prisoners are sent to a penal colony in Australia with no industrial ability. And within 11 years, man, wait a minute, BB, do you mean we don't have the technology to make those big, beautiful things? Like, we can't recreate? No, we can't recreate it like the moon landing. Exactly, yeah. It can't be recreated. We can't currently make the pyramids. And I'll get to that in a second. Like, look at this. And then when you look at what they were doing, and you can see the ugly right behind it, right? Just these squares. But you know, one of the reasons Christopher Gardner was so interesting to me is he professionally makes domes in Costa Rica, and he also makes heaters, like fireplaces, like stoves and ovens and stuff. And he was looking at what these domes are made out of, and they're made out of metal and ceramic. And how... All right, I'll get to that in a second. Let me show you Versailles first. Okay, here's Versailles. And you can see the Freemasonic black and white checkered board on the ground and just beautiful architecture. And the name of Louis XIV was the sun god. Louis XVI was beheaded, unfortunately for him. But Versailles is unbelievable. And this architecture isn't made today. And you'll see, like, you'll go into these great halls and the art and the masonry and just everything about it is, it's so grand that you can't even understand how someone could do it. You know, like, now we have these McMansions and we have these skyscrapers and stuff, but they're just, the craftsmanship is so much worse, it's almost hard to put into words. There's Versailles. Look at that. That's without a calculator, gasoline. That's without giant cranes or anything. Like, how did they do that? And that's what's very interesting about this era, is so much evil is being revealed right now, and it's getting overwhelming for a lot of people. I've faced it sometimes. You don't think that I've had times where, you know, Amy almost wishes I still watched porn instead of conspiracy videos. But it's like, what do you think's happening 12/21, 2020? All these stars are on. She's like, do you believe in that stuff? No, but they do. It's like, just, have you fed the goats yet? Anyway, but another thing that's happening is the revealing of so much beauty and hope and divinity. Like, think about for how many years we were under the spell that we would just look at that in school and be like, oh, well, there's some people just made this shit and it's still there. It's really old. With open eyes, you can now look at that and say, how did they do that? Versailles, no bathrooms, right? But it gets even crazier. I'll show you something that will actually give you gravy. Oh, well, that's the electricity thing. I'll get to that. The fireplaces. Okay, so Versailles has these grand fireplaces, and people have just been kind of taking their picture in front of it, and they're like, wow, what a great fireplace. Our fireplace isn't like that. Okay, if you're in construction at all, this is so expensive to the point where, like, all the money in the world couldn't really do it. You know, this would cost $1 trillion to get 50-foot marble beams and golden ornate. Like, it isn't even close to something even a monarch can build. But the thing about the fireplaces is there was no chimneys. They added chimneys to Versailles in the late 1800s. Before that, they didn't exist. There were these grand fireplaces that went to nowhere. You know, and then you put on your sleuth hat and you say, what? That chimney clearly burns wood, right? And then the wood burns smoke, and the smoke goes out the chimney stack, and that's what I've been... There was no chimneys. And then you look at these old images of how life used to be, and you see these metal rods and domes, like, back and forth on the streets. Like, they're everywhere, and now they're nowhere. And there were fireplaces with no... What is it? These are heating devices. These are energy devices. So there was a technology, and still is, because people still know it's there. It's still, like, some people are now reproving this stuff. That these domes and the metal and the ceramic in the dome, and there's something about the ground, they use to create heat for free forever. That just comes out of fireplaces. There was no burning of anything. Good day, bears. They also don't make incredible animal documentaries. How it's horrible reality shows. What's up, my bike thieves? Is it the Winchester house with doors to nowhere? Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. But my biscuits are getting drenched. Oh, yeah. This is, like, what's good about these times. Like, these times are intense. People, you know, a lot of people don't have a lot of savings. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They're student debt. They don't. The future sounds insane. You know, people are saying men are women and everything, you know, sodomy. I get it. I'm a comedian, guys. Comedy is basically illegal at this point in comedy clubs. But I'm not deterred by it at all, because at the same time of this awakening to, you know, all these evils in the world, all these truth drops about the pedophilia and all this stuff, it's also at the same time revealing how much of our past was beautiful. And when you look at old pictures, and a lot of this despair we feel is because we didn't follow the advice of our elders and the Bible and stuff like that. You know, don't make false idols. And then you're not affected by Hollywood like that. It's like, respect your elders, honor thy father. It's like that. At that point, you can look back fondly at your great-grandparents and really look into their life. This has happened to me. You know, I was looking at my grandfather Dale's life, and he was a lead miner, but his knowledge of biology and art and language and vocabulary was greater than mine. And I've had the ability, because of economics and stuff, where I didn't have to go into a hole in the ground and pull out lead, and I could get educated, and I could go to college, and I could read all the... my brain is not as good as his. And he was a laborer's laborer. He had a job that to most people these days couldn't imagine doing. You know, it's like he had to go into a place where a lot of people died from gas emissions or cave-ins or black lung and all this stuff. And his vocabulary was better than mine. He could draw better than me. He understood biology more than me. He read more books, like actual books, than me. And I'm like, what is this? And so this is authentic hope I'm trying to convey, because there is authentic despair out there, and we don't know what's happening, and nothing makes sense. But like, this hasn't been in place for that long. Like, this weird upside down is relatively recent. There's been scams and tricks and fake dinosaurs and fake heliocentric models and all that, but it didn't affect people like it used to. Like, nowadays, people are so traumatized by news and media education, all this stuff, that they're like, they're in it in their mind. Like, in their mind, their emotions will decide whether we go to Iran or not, or whether or not Donald Trump will release his tax returns, or whether or not a koala bear on the TV dies or lives. And it's all nonsense. Back in the day, these tricks would happen, but it wouldn't affect your life that much, because you still were connected to what was real. Because if you believe nonsense, your crops would die and, you know, the cave had fallen. So what is all this? A scientist in the 70s figured out, and now he works for, you know, he contracts for like military and stuff. He's doing quite well, actually. That the Egyptian pyramids, you can make limestone with geopolymers. So what he proposed with all of these structures is that people make these giant casts, and then they use geopolymers that are acidic, so that with time, not like right now we use a lot of alkaline polymers, so with time they break down. But back in the day, you used acidic polymers where over time they strengthened. Like, Roman aqueducts are still standing. Like, things that you don't build now. Why? Because of geopolymers, like technology that we don't use now. We had free heating from these odd domes and spires. And we also had the ability to make these massive monoliths that, under our current mentality, you had to quarry these giant blocks and drag them to Egypt and drag them and use slaves and, you know, giant elephants. But yet the symmetry is perfect. That makes no sense. And we can't recreate it. We can't really figure out why, all this stuff. It's because you could make them right there. There was an ability of making cement in Rome that they can't redo now. And people go down all these rabbit holes where it's like, oh, it's a certain type of earth or certain type of water. No, it's a technology that isn't available to the public. It's geopolymers. You can make limestone. And so under our current worldview, limestone comes from the earth. It has to be quarried, all this stuff. And so we see how there's no metal touching the masonry. We see these giant columns that couldn't have been drawn by horse and wagon guys. Like, look at this. Like, look at the World's Fair. There were no trucks. Like, look at this. Look at that. No trucks. No cranes. Nothing. How? And your first instinct, there's a little baby boomer in all of us. The first answer is like, we did it with Grant. We did it because men use it. No, no, stop. How is that made? How could someone take that much time on the ornamental details and on the just the weight of these structures? How? Like, they were so heavy and giant and symmetrically perfect with no industrial ability. How? And it's just like the moon landing thing where it's like, well, wait a minute, we're the smartest in the... No, like, get rid of the... Everyone has a boomer in them a little bit. Everyone has a little grabber in them, too. Everybody has a little voice in us that has that. So it has to be something else. And what someone proved, which I believe to be the most believable, is because it isn't magic. It isn't like a hum that you levitate giant quarries. And it isn't aliens. It has to be simpler than you think. And so they had technology where the technology itself was the materials being used, and the craft was the molds. There was a church. Let me read you about this church. They tried to disprove some of the shit, and instead they kind of proved it. But listen, Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. The Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church is a Protestant affiliate with the Evangelical Church in Berlin. It's located in Berlin. All right, the original church on the site was built in the 1890s. It was badly damaged in a bombing raid in 1943. The present building, which consists of a church with an attached foyer and separate belfry with an attached chapel, was built between 59 and 63. The damaged spire of the old church had been retained and grown. Okay, let me just... I don't even think that's the right church I was thinking of. The one I was thinking of was in Italy. But the bottom line is, there's churches where, like, a glass ceiling was broken or some marble was destroyed in a war. And in the last 80 years, they can't recreate it. They can't fix it. And they just keep extending the time. And that's why this is a grand conspiracy, but it isn't what people think, I believe. It isn't that there are these, like, secret people that just want to, like, hurt everybody and piss everyone off and all this. I don't quite know what it is, but I know that the vast majority of people, including construction owners and building assessors and even high-level banksters, they don't know any more than we do. 50-foot diamond saws to cut stone, rope, slaves, and fraud. No, it's not possible, guys. We couldn't do it now, the Egyptian pyramids, based on how we currently view building. And it would also kind of take up all the resources in the world. Alchemy and Freemasonry. Yeah. It's the changing. This is where alchemy comes into it. And it isn't magic and it isn't a religion. Maybe it is to some people. But it's, you know, it's simply the changing of material. Like, we use alchemy all day, every day. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. It's chemistry is a bastardized version of alchemy. There's a lot of stuff in alchemy that is hidden, which is what occult means. I think I stay relatively safe and happy because I don't even want to know their dark secrets or their major tools to give them an advantage. I don't want to know any of that. My main drive is, where did we come from? You know, how does the world work so that I can best raise a family well? You know, what is true? But this makes so much sense. Bang, bang, rock on rock. You can sculpt the blocks in the pyramid. No. I mean, you can think that. It's fine. It's not even remotely. Guys, we're talking about like 20 tons without trucks, without gasoline, without any of it. You can like over time. I've seen so many scientists do this. Guys, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been obsessed with the pyramids for a really long time. Where you can show how a tool could be made and how these slaves were paid this way, and here are the tools, and if you do it long enough and you use water and this, and you know, the quarry's only 300 miles away, so if you use like mastodons, I don't know, it's just endless nonsense. That isn't how the world works. They wouldn't take all of their resources, all of their human capital, which is a very evil term, but it's how status view people, and just have them endlessly build giant triangles in the dirt with perfect symmetry. Perfect. BB, what is your theory on truth? Is truth something humans make? No. Truth is God. There's that which is true, and there's, it's like, look at gay marriage. Like, gay marriage isn't marriage. You can say as many times as you want, and you can trick people into thinking that that's a hatred of homosexuals. You can trick people into thinking that people committed to speaking truth are somehow trying to take rights away. I fell for the gay marriage spell because I thought it was about rights. I also am very dubious of state control of everything. So I thought, if a homosexual couple wants to be together and they want to be able to make decisions on deathbeds, but I was like, yeah, they should be able to do that. And they can. It's called a civil union. To say it's marriage, marriage has a deep meaning to people. To say that that is marriage isn't true. And so you can go with that if you want and make yourself feel better, but it isn't real. And these explorations are fun if you really don't want to, like, do anything to anybody. Like, I don't hate homosexuals. In fact, I feel a lot of them get that way because of childhood trauma. You know, I made a whole series for Sony called Gay Town, where I was a closet straight guy in a gay world. You know, I was trying to help better understand my dad, why he was the way he was, all this stuff. The pyramids have 8 sides, not 4. Yeah, I know. It's a level of architecture and building that we don't know now. There are patents for recipes that make those type of rocks moldable like concrete. Yeah, and I think the real dragon that sits upon us is the monetary system, because I think a lot of these construction company owners and people like that could get to that truth if the carrots and sticks in place weren't guiding them away from it. And people involved in all of this on every level are still good. They're still people. They're still the image of God. You know, I saw that with this comedy club banning me. Like, the owner was really upset about it. Like, he was selling tickets. He was confused. He was like, what is this? And then you look to the casino corporation and then you think, oh, you could think there's people that are just out to get me. No, it's just a system that has a shelf life. And we can see the monetary system collapsing. You know, it's because it's not set in reality. And so if you give grants from the monetary system, free money to people pursuing dinosaur bone discovery or evolution or the Big Bang, you're going to just get more of that. But it doesn't make it any more true. In fact, that abuse of trust and the abuse of money has led to a lot of people being disenfranchised with institutions and stuff like that. It's made them closer to their families, to their faith, to what matters. And so the reason I like the mud flood stuff, so maybe the Freemasons are actually about Masons. Yes! Yeah, and just like, that's why I don't have hatred to the Freemasons, because just like the Vatican or the Federal Reserve or Congress or the American education system, it doesn't take a lot to corrupt a group. Imagine a time, like, Jews is the same way. Like, there's a huge battle right now between Jewish groups, whether or not it means Zionism. The whole Zionism versus, like, tribe of Judah stuff has been going on for a while. And I want nothing to do with it. I'm out. That's why I'm glad I can mock Jews, and I'm glad I can say that word and make fun of the Grabbler and all that stuff, because as a comedian, I have to be able to, I can't have protected classes as a comedian. But it's not the root. It clearly isn't the root. The root we can't place, and it keeps jumping. It's like the man of many faces. It's the demon with 1,000 faces, just like the hero with 1,000 faces. And imagine a time when masonry was literally just about masonry. And then, in fun fact, dinosaur bones are also cast. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, who would be a better group to take over to manipulate than churches and Masons. Like, Masons build everything. You know, churches instill morality, and then the education system. And then every level, you see good people trying to do good stuff. You know, I've had cognitive dissonance whenever I try to blame a group. You know, like, I'll say the Jews, and then I'll Dave Smith is, like, one of the only guys that would have me on his podcast for this certain time in my life. Tyler Goldstein, you know, Dave Weiss. Like, there's all... There were so many exceptions that I realized it couldn't possibly be a rule, and that all the Jews that seem to be making the world a miserable place, I've never met. And I don't know anyone who knows them, like the Rothschilds and all these people. And so then you look at the Vatican and the Jesuits, and again, I've known some really good priests. I've known some corrupt priests. I've seen, you know, what the Vatican has done to help people. I've seen it become an inverted imposter of itself. And so, from what I see, we are here to give gratitude to God, serve God. I mean, it's literally the only way out of this, these mind traps. It's like, when you're doing God, what God commands, you can really have a good life, and things make a lot more sense. And it's not what your bishop commands or what. And I'm not. And that's why when I say follow the laws, pay your taxes, and some people were sending me all these clips of all this and how hypocritical that is of me to say, it isn't. It would be hypocritical if I said that the government will save you. It would be hypocritical if I said, don't follow immoral laws. Or no. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. What it is don't lie to yourself. Don't say that the government will save you or Hollywood will save you or your church is where truth comes from or anything. It isn't. They're all corruptible. And we shouldn't hate them. They, so many times these people get in positions where they can't get out. And they start off. I remember even Joe Rogan a while ago, I think he really believed it at the time, was that you cut certain corners and you do this because there's real enemies out there. My dad even said that to me once when I lost my publishing advance, the money, a lot of money, for Norton Publishing. He said it was just because I was criticizing Lena Dunham, and they told me to stop, and I wouldn't stop, so they took $60,000 from me. But it was never mine to begin with. It's fine. Literally didn't care. But my dad said, why not just play ball for now, and then later you can say what really matters, like what's true. That doesn't happen. That's not possible. So many people go down that path. There's a couple paths. I think one destructive path is the path of ultra-righteous, self-righteous, self-destructive, I know the truth path, where it's like you figured it all out and no one will tell you not to say certain things or do certain things and no one will tell you that you have to have a driver's license and no one, that's destructive. I couldn't do that as a family man. I couldn't do that as someone who wants to be here a while to have a good life and have a great community. And then there's another path where they start believing it or they start saying, well, I'll give a little lie now. And you know what? Maybe they do have a point. Maybe they do have a point. And slowly you just become it until it hits you like a ton of bricks that you're just, you know, you're in it. And let me show you what the mud floods were, in my opinion. So here we have something very interesting happens. And this is all over the world. You see giant structures on top of, like, whole cities are underground, like the catacombs of Paris. It's all over the place. Like, here's some more. You know, when they dig out for another building, they'll see a whole other building underneath. And you'll see, there's a million examples of this. You'll see huge buildings like underground and not like a basement, like there was windows and doors and stuff. And so what I believe the mud flood was a massive worldwide earthquake that caused soil liquefaction. All right, according to Google, soil liquefaction occurs when a saturated or partially saturated soil substantially loses strength and stiffness in response to applied stress, such as shaking during an earthquake or other sudden changes in stress condition in which material that is ordinarily solid behaves like liquid. Okay, so to play, you know, conspiracy advocate. I don't know what phrase I should use. I don't like devil's advocate because I don't ever want to advocate for the devil. But one exercise I try to do in these times is think that maybe it isn't the worst possible reason why people do things. You know, like, why don't we have more giant limestone marble shit everywhere? Okay? What if there was this worldwide calamity where, you know, Göbekli Tepe, the world's biggest pyramid, goes on, like, falls into the ground. All these people die. You know, all these great structures go underground and a lot of people died. And what if our modern way of building is less susceptible to soil liquefaction? You know, I'm trying to not just always assume that the people in charge or the hidden hand is always just trying to kill us and demean us. I know that Satan does. I know that demons do. But, like, is there a reason? Buildings won't sink perfectly level. They would tilt, maybe. I don't have the answers. All I know is that a giant amount of soil and mud and dirt engulfed a tremendous amount of buildings all over the world. The amount of death must have been insane. And then people had to rebuild. So why, you know? Like, I know that Satan's plan is to always keep men as slaves and to... But see, they think they're doing good. They think that they're freeing the world. They think that, you know, all these manipulations and that, you know, there's people that truly believe Joseph Mengele did good because he figured out more advanced ways of surgery, you know, as he operated on thousands of kids awake. You know, I just can't understand that. Some people believe that, though. And so... Yeah, these are interesting times, man. It's very 2020 is about vision. The Great Flood. Yeah, but the Great Flood is different. The Great Flood seems different to me. It seems different than the Mud Flood. The Mud Flood seems more recent. You know, it seems there was people in America. You know, there was Westerners in America. Like the biblical flood, I think, was much longer, farther back. Good theory because over time we'd forget the technology. It's shockingly easy to alter the state, you know, like, okay, perfect example is World War II. I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of it because I never can get to the bottom of it. But think about how the world sees World War II. And then if you know someone whose great-grandmother or grandmother lived through it in Germany or in Czechoslovakia, they will tell a different tale. Always. You know, I bet if you interviewed, I'm not talking SS, I'm not talking... You know, the ultra gammas, like, you know, Himmler's guys and all these people. But if you were talking to an average German soldier or an average German citizen, they would tell you a completely different story. And so when you see just how, not easy, because I'm sure it took a tremendous amount of planning and horror to get control of all this, but how education and our history can be manipulated by not that many people, and how... You know, like, I know people from the Deep South. It's still, and this is awesome about the South. This is where, moving forward, we should be more alike, you know, because we're not going to fight this force. It's insane. Oral traditions about Sherman's March. I bet there's people in here right now that knows Sherman committed genocide. General Sherman marched through Georgia, and his orders were to make Georgia howl. And he and his men raped and killed women, children, everybody. Think about the stories of the American South during the Civil War, or what was alleged to be the Civil War, and how different it is from our historical textbooks. That it wasn't this really benevolent group that killed off 5% of the American population to just free the slaves. They just want, yeah, Sherman was, I don't know the ins and outs of the Civil War either, but one thing I know for absolutely sure is that General Sherman committed what would now be considered genocide. He was a war criminal. And people still know it in the South. And that was 150 years ago. There's families that you bring up General Sherman, they're like, ugh, they'll spit. because their families remembered. And that's where truth resides. That's why I'll listen to some of these, oral traditions that are rooted in, more pagan stuff and more other stuff. And it doesn't threaten my Christianity or my worldview, because for me, it's more about history. It's not about who is God or how are you saved. It's about what have people told each other for hundreds and thousands of years, because that's a lot more accurate than the mainstream narrative. And I think the good news about today is the mainstream narrative is dissolving, where people are seeking out truth for themselves. The negative is, technology is allowing the MKUltra trauma-based mind control to infect everybody from their pockets. Violence, fear, sex, these things perfected by the Nazis and the CIA, but not all of them during World War II. World War II was a big game changer for human psychology, but we're seeing ways out. I don't watch the news. I don't watch pornography. I know a lot of people that don't either. Conspiracy theorists are passing down true history. Yeah, well, they're trying to. I mean, I'm way into the gravy, guys. I research this stuff all the time, and I don't know who is doing this. That's why it has to be spiritual and biblical only for me, because every time I think I've pinpointed an organization or a tribe or a group that's been responsible for all this stuff, you see a hijack. And the Jews were very easy to hijack after they burned their second temple. And, they didn't accept the Messiah. I just think they were more easy to manipulate. I don't think at all they're the root of any profound evil. I think that they didn't have as much armor as others. And I think a lot of them are coming to some of these conclusions. And they're saying, wait a minute, I don't want to be a victim for the rest of my life. Wait a minute, why are we special? Because a horror happened to us that seems to have happened to every group of people in the history of the world? I see that all over the place, and we don't see it in the media, so you get this feeling that no one sees it. And since there's more people now here, I'm going to play the Bike Thieves again, and then we'll wrap things up. I know today wasn't a funny one, but it also wasn't, I don't think it was too preachy. It was more just about architecture, but just really enjoy and appreciate the architecture. And the fact that there were fireplaces with no stacks, like, literally proves that we had energy that we don't have today. Göbekli Tepe was intentionally buried, according to Randall Carlson. Nonsense, in my opinion. It would have taken, how do you bury that much of something without any, would they use fucking shovels? I just don't see it. I just think human motivation, like, why would they bury it? It makes so much more sense that an earthquake liquefied the ground. Why would anyone bury that? Freemasons are so easy to blame all of a sudden. Yeah, every time it seems like everyone's figured out who to blame, I always look the other way. Always. Every single time it seems like, and I've went down all these rabbit holes, man, all of them. And every time someone's like, I figured it out. Look at Freemasonry, look at they follow the astrology and the as above, so below, and every time all these world events happen, I immediately look somewhere else. Because if someone thinks they figured it out, they didn't. Because it has to be just way more personal and applicable to your daily life. Like, I find myself, this is why I'm starting to laugh at a lot of these theories, is I find myself listening to, like, some of these intense theories of when something's going down, or, is the New World Order about, what to watch out for and who's the beast. And I always find myself saying, like, should I pay off my mortgage or not? Like, I'm always trying to apply it to my life, always. And I know there's a lot of people out there doing it. Like, I'll go down these crazy rabbit holes. Like, I want to understand the Jesuits, the Rothschilds, all this stuff, simply so that I can just plan my day better. Like, should I stockpile gasoline or not? Like, where does energy... And that's all I'm thinking about. I don't want... I know I don't influence any of their power structures. I don't want to be in their world at all. I just... It is Satan. Exactly. It is... That's why the Bible is so crucial. Because it's like... It really is the synagogue of Satan. And it can shift. And it just hijacks. And it uses... Because only humans can create. And when you look at these creations, it's unbelievable. Like, look at that. And I think what happened with, like, a lot of these secret societies is I think when they first, like, look at Versailles. I think the earlier on in man's fall, not that we haven't always been fallen, but the secular fall, I think that that was made by people that were eating the apple, as you can say. But it was during a time when man was much more logos driven and much more based in truth and faith and gratitude, and we were a higher consciousness at the time. So when these people got to manipulate humans, there was more crank, there was more energy. It was like the first time you do crack. You know, and because there was so much beauty in the world and so much logos and so much love and family and gratitude and fear of God, they could make these unbelievable things. And as time goes on, I think they're trying to suck out more and more from us. There isn't as much there for them to suck. Like, there isn't, like, is that make, it's almost like the first time someone gets out of a really bad relationship, like, you know, 5 years, horrible relationship. Like, let's say, like, a girl is with an abusive guy and she knows it's the wrong relationship, but she's a really good person and the guy doesn't want to look at her and touch her and he blames her on everything for everything and she's just gritting her teeth and making it work. As soon as she's free, you know, just very sexual, very outgoing, just wants to live and love and wants to just like passionately let out all the sex and affection that she had built up. And just any nice guy at the bar that has a symmetrical face will do. And it's just this, you know, this renaissance, this explosion. And then over time, she tries to recreate that. And it's just another one-night stand until she's out of serotonin. And then you realize that love is a much more long-term, much more based in, you know, limestone. And I think that's what happened with these Illuminati type characters is they had a people that were so connected to God and so living in logos that when it was hijacked, the things they could make were unbelievable. And over time, now we just get these twisted squares of like shit cement. You know, it's interesting. That's why this isn't pessimistic. It's actually optimistic because we are the same people that made Versailles not that long ago. Oh, and do you think the chimneyless fireplaces could be for coal? No, I don't, because of the technology that was there with the domes and the spires. People have now recreated heat from the ground and from static electricity in the air using the very things that were built back then. Genius analogy. Yeah, it's true. It's like we have, and I see this in my kids. I see untraumatized children, how logos they are. And the Bible is almost like it's just like a way of staying away from the shit. It's a very practical tool where it's like, okay, no God besides the God, you know, wait till marriage, like don't covet your neighbor's stuff. So, like, when you follow those basic things, you know, and I'm not talking about the hyper analysis of like, what is the beast, the second beast, the mark of the beast, all this. The basic shit keeps you out of the shit. And it's very useful. It's very useful. And a lot of people have a hard time with the Bible because they were raised in a hijacked church. So they saw things that their soul knew wasn't true. And so they just threw it all out. But I have a lot of faith in the future because, guys, I wouldn't be having more kids if I didn't. And for all the Zoomers being like, you don't know, you have all your Jew money, you're 39, you don't know what we go through. I have babies, guys. I want the world to keep going very, very well. I'm in it with you. I would give up any penny I've ever made, any accolade I've ever had, for my kids to have a really good, bright future where they can have a family and pass down stuff. You know, I would give my life for that. But fortunately, I think I don't have to. And also, I think it's better if I stay here a long time. And I give my, it's better to live your life for it than give your life, because they want you around. Did they actually burn wood in those fireplaces? Where'd the smoke go? No, that's what I'm saying. And I don't have the answers, but I do listen to people who I think do. And it requires a lot of knowledge. Because I think one of the bullshit phrases that we know is jack of all trades, master of none. That's nonsense. I think the more things you understand, the more you can put together things. I think if you're just hyper-specific and hyper-focused on one thing, that's how you get NASA. You know, the more you understand, like this dude Christopher Gardner, who understood dome building, oven making, and what was another one of his expertise? But all I know, but he owns companies in both of these arenas. Because he knew a lot about a lot of different things, he could look and accurately identify, like, oh, that's a battery. Like, when you put ceramics next to metal and then you ground it, you're making a battery. Like, that, you wouldn't put that much time. Like, to build a dome takes a ridiculous amount of labor and speciality and math and time. You wouldn't do all that just to be like, look, it looks kind of like a boob. Inductive heating, exactly. A smokeless heat source. Yeah, exactly. And I just think that my goal in life is to be a jack of all trades. Yeah, me too. That's why I'm trying to learn more stuff. And you're allowed to. The New World Order thumb, what it keeps you down under is you can't commercially, from what I see, I have no idea. This is just what I'm, what I think. You're not allowed to commercially, because of all the hoops and the barriers and the fiat and all this stuff, you're not allowed to commercially bring this to people. Like, you can't start a inductive heating for houses free energy business. You will be crushed at every level, whether or not it's getting a loan, you know, whether or not it's permits, whether or not it's commercials, media, every single. But what you are allowed to do, and I know this, is you're allowed to do it for you and your family. Like, you are allowed to learn things in this world. Like, for example, I can't sell unpasteurized milk. It's illegal where I live. Like, I can't just milk goat's milk and sell it to you for $5. Even though it's way healthier than the milk you get in the store. I'm not allowed to. There's regulations. What I am allowed to do is get a goat and do it for me and my family. And then what else am I allowed to do is tell other people how good the milk is. That doesn't cross the beast. It doesn't. There really are rules. And that's why you're never going to be rich. And so for the people worried about me becoming this like rich person or coveting what I have, or how dare you, like, I can't become rich. It's not in the cards. Like, people like me, like, I may develop more wealth or prosperity, but it isn't, like, possible. You know, it doesn't, this system doesn't reward people that want really healthy food and all that shit. Because, okay, I'll tell you one more story and then I'll open some mail. My mom saw a lot of this shit way early because she's from oral tradition farm life. So she saw the nonsense of a lot of the medical world. So I wasn't vaccinated, you know, shit like that. She saw the school was teaching bullshit, so she homeschooled my brother for a year, stuff like that. She saw the problem with food, so she started a co-op. And so when I was a kid, we used to eat organic food. We used to eat food that was always locally grown and made. And for the people, oh, how dare you, you got Jew money. No, we were very poor. It was called a co-op because her and other like-minded parents got together and placed big orders. And they would always have an order delivered to like my house or one of their houses. And they would get food that wasn't any more expensive, in fact, a lot cheaper sometimes, than store-bought food, and it didn't have the chemicals in it. It just took effort and acknowledgement, right? So I got to watch. This is what's interesting. I remember all these brands as a kid, like Stonyfield Yogurt and all this shit, right? That were all local farms and they were all just truly organic, no GMOs, all that stuff, right? As time went on, I started seeing it in like Whole Foods. And then I'd look at the ingredients and I'd see, you know, they might add something here and there. And then I'd see it at like, you know, Costco. And it was like the same brand of the thing that was like maybe 30 employees back in the day, pure, like you could almost tell that the very container was, there was like fingerprints on it. And now it's in this, and you see that, and then you'll start seeing high fructose corn syrup, all this shit. And you're like, you really aren't allowed. What you're allowed to do is make something for your community. You're not allowed, based on the current laws, based on the current carrots and sticks, it never works in mass. And it never will. So as a father, as someone who really wants a good life for his kids and for all you guys, I will be in airport hangars doing stand-up. I will be growing my food at my house with my goats. And I'll exchange info with you guys. And we'll build stuff together. And for a while there, I thought that I was going to be visited by the man or, you know, I was going to be like threatened. And I've had threats and visits, but it was always from jealous people. It was never the system. They don't give a fuck unless you want their corner. It's just like drug dealing. They don't care what you do. Like, you're allowed to prosper. That's what's in the Bible. They just don't want competition, and they don't want the masses of people that are not, that have committed to the sins. They don't want them to just be guided without their free will someplace better. They won't let you. So just put that to bed. And so when I say follow the laws, you know, don't challenge the IRS, all that stuff, I mean it. It's not hypocrisy. Like, you're not allowed to be secularly rich, and you're not allowed to wake up people that don't want to be or that are in that trance based on the laws of man and God. You're not allowed. Like, I can't use my skill set. Like, if I went on Comedy Central right now, it would be like the best special they had. We all know that. So what is it? What is the thing that won't let me do it? They won't let someone with those messages be the shepherd to people that haven't accepted God. And so that's why it is an internal battle. And it isn't as daunting as you think. Because there really are rules to all this. It's really interesting. It's like, we're allowed to thrive. We're not allowed to create paradise on earth. It isn't real. And then the Bible tells you it isn't real. And it never will happen until Jesus returns. And every time people go off that path, they're like, well, I can make a car out of seawater. By the way, you can. Like, that technology has been out there for a while, a lot of these technologies. And people are always waiting for the mainstream to set the people free and give everyone free energy and give everybody organic food. And it won't happen. It's not allowed to. But at the same time, what is allowed is for people to seek and you shall find. And when you find it, you have to know that you can't mass market it. You can't use their programming devices to make people's lives better who haven't accepted reality yet. BB, you're being put on a path for major success from God. You're being refined by fire. Yeah, no, it's true. And it's like, and I'm not here to wake up people or start a church. I'm literally a comedian and a dad. And it hit me like a fucking ton of bricks that, like, that's the path. Like, the path is just do your thing right. And when they take away stuff, like, I have faced a lot of shit. The main thing is from inflating, you know, like, the demons in my fellow man are the forces that come at me the most. And a lot of that is my fault, because sometimes I can not be understanding. And it doesn't mean they're not wrong. It doesn't mean that they're not awful and what they're doing is terrible, but, like, it literally is in the Bible what to do. Like, you shouldn't, you know, jack these people up. That's what love your enemy means. It really does mean that. It doesn't mean be a cuck. It doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean to kneel. It doesn't mean to accept your enemy. It just means understand that they're in the same fight as you. Be who God made you to be. Don't take the ticket. Right. The rules of this realm won't allow. Right. Honor God right where you are. Exactly. And it's like the all these churchian traps, all these traps of like my translation is right. All these traps are like, you know, this interpretation definitely means it's outlined that we shouldn't do that. And we can't take the place of the beast, and anyone who says they can is being misguided. Like, you're never going to turn on the TV and see food being sold to you that's healthy. But the way to healthy food isn't hard. It's not, you can get non-GMO foods. You can get pure water. Want to know something I've noticed lately? BB is a culture warrior helping make traditionalism cool again. It will never go away because it's true. You'll see the reason they have to do 4,000 Holocaust movies is because it keeps wearing off. Logic very quickly will show you, even if you believe the narrative, you still know that that's happened to like everybody. Every group's had a horrifying genocide in their past. So it's like you have to live the trauma to engage in it. And so to do that, you have to accept Hollywood. You have to idolize man. You have to go to a movie theater and watch these things and think it's all true. You know, we're never going to be able to beat that. And when I say that, it isn't cowardice when people say, oh, how dare you say pay your taxes. Give Caesar Caesars makes perfect sense to me. Don't try and replace Caesar. Or else you are already engaged in something like that. Like, we can thrive. You just have to reject any notion that we will become rich men. When bad things happen to me, I ask, what could I do differently or better? Yeah, I don't believe my own hype. Right. Yeah, this will come as a surprise to people. My battle isn't thinking that I'm awesome. My battle in the past was the opposite. Like, I would sometimes believe what people would say about me too much. You know, I've had those, like when I was a kid, and my teachers would tell me how stupid I was and how I was a cancer and all this. And the tests would objectively, that's one reason why I'll talk about my IQ, is because that was such a cognitive dissonance moment in my life where my tests, the objective tests in my school would come back saying I was a 1 in 1,000 intelligence. But yet my teachers and the system would tell me that not only was I stupid, I was a cancer and I should be controlled and that I was a bad person. And so that's one of the reasons they're trying to do away with objective standardized tests, because that was a little kernel in my life. Like, people think I'm bragging. It's like I thought I would, like, there was times when I was a little kid where I was like in deep despair because every teacher would tell me I was stupid because I would see something they didn't. So, and then the kids would laugh. And it, because I had a strong family bond at the time and I had objective testing, I knew I could see a little bit that I wasn't. And so my battle wasn't ego. It isn't like, I'm so smart. It's like, I got a 147 IQ. And I say that because that was a moment in my life that made no sense. They were basically trying to put me in the short bus group. You know that? You guys might not know that about me. They were trying to put me in like special ed because I would not appear to be paying attention. I wouldn't do my homework. I saw a lot of it as really silly. And so these really subpar teachers, these broken people would see my behavior. And from everything they've been taught, I was really stupid. And when I could play piano by ear and be better than the music teacher, I was just showing off and I was still really, it happened to all of us. Exactly. I'm in it with you guys. When I say that about my IQ, it's not like, look how great I am. It's like that moment of like, wow, my mom isn't lying. I am smart. And so that's why they're trying to get rid of all objective testing so that they can keep you and your kids in this little box. But it all requires you to believe them. It all requires people to reject the path given to them by God. And it doesn't take a church. It doesn't take these miracles happen all the time. Like the fact my mom stayed home with us, you know, she was on the path of like prestige and college professor, and she just made a choice. She stayed home with us, and that was all it took. And that's why I say that the world isn't ending, and that apocalyptic talk, you know, apocalypse as the revealing is true, but like, I don't engage in that shit of like, there's about to be a giant reset and the world ended for me many times in my childhood. You know, the institutions shook around me many times. And I was broken many times. And here I am. And here you are. And so when people talk like that, I'm like, oh, you're still LARPing. Like, you're still engaging in the narrative that they tell you in order to make you think you're nothing. And that's why I've systematically tried to take down the NASA narrative, the evolution narrative, all this shit. When people are, how dare you? Why do you care what shape of the earth is? Because they use it to make you small. Every step of the way, because they can't build. They can't create. They can't even sleep. A demon can't rest. They're full of spite. And every one of us, even the biggest gamma that spends all day hating me, you are a creator. You are a human. You know, and the reason they try to break us all our lives is because they want us to not know it. But every building you see, every song you hear, and there's a reason they're trying to make everyone think that the music's going to shit and young kids are all atheists now and they're all butt fuckers and that. No. Every single child is a star. It's again. And they have to break. And if they slip up for a minute, that child will know that they are special. It has to be constant for it to work. I had a mom who cared about me and one standardized test that got me through hell. Like, they did everything to break me. They put me in isolation. They even called it isolation. 6 hours a day alone in a little box. You know, they taught me that the world was spinning out of control in an endless vacuum. We're descended from slime. You know, that if we didn't get our gold stars from people we knew were pedophiles, we were failures. Like, it was insane. But all it took was just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because it's right there. It's right there. And the amount... Like, this was made not that long ago, guys. Look at this. This is our past. Guys, that's 1890. The amount of trauma and poison and bullshit it takes to make a human being go from that to Cardi B is mind-blowing. And if they slip up for a month... Well, I know what I've noticed in my area? There hasn't been chemtrails for a little while. And it was like, you know, I see these chemtrails. I know they're trying to like block the sun or like make everyone gay. Or I don't know, just some bullshit. And just to see that it hasn't been there lately, I'm just like, huh, they have to like fuel the planes and convince people to do it. And they're never going to break. They're never going to get to me anymore because I know how close they were to getting to me. I easily could have been a drone or a sociopath. It's like, I know what they wanted from me. I know they wanted me to hate myself and think that I was just a product of billions of years of random fucking. It didn't work. And the more they need to do now, the more that this transgender, gay marriage, global warming, the more it's so clearly not true, the less it works. And so that's why I'm optimistic about the future. And I think people should spraying Vegas hard lately. Yeah, they're holding on. They're trying. And the they is not people. It's manipulated people. It's traumatized people that are being manipulated by a hidden hand. And that's why I think it's okay. It's going to be okay. Because it all starts with being a good parent. You know, watching what you eat. Trying to reject as much sin as possible. The more you do that, I think the more you got a shot. I had a hard time even in kindergarten. I didn't want to color a pic of a clown. Guys, nowadays, teachers won't even let you play outside. Like in my time, I remember one time I had a teacher who was drunk. She used to always drink, and she was related to the superintendent. And that's why I've always known that money doesn't help anything. My town had a lot of free money from the nuclear power plants. So teachers would make 80 grand a year, but it was a broken town where, like, everybody was broke. And so they would pay them, but all it did is add to the corruption, so the superintendents would hire their relatives. And this one lady was always drunk. And she was trying to teach rhetoric, and she said rhetoric. And I was like, it's actually called rhetoric. And she says, no, it's rhetoric. You're stupid. Like, literally, she might as well just call me stupid. And I was like, no, my dad has his PhD in rhetoric. And everyone laughed, and then they put me in a little box for 5 days. Like, the whole thing was a disaster. And so now we can see that so much more clear. Because in my day, I wouldn't send my kids to a public school if it didn't change. If it didn't get worse, I would have said, yeah, you're going to get beat up. It happens. Your teachers, you know, half the shit they say, no one even knows. But it is what it is. And it's like, you know, I want to be outside. Yeah, we all want to fucking be outside. I get it. Just enjoy kickball. The fact it's gotten so much worse, I can say, oh, no, that's a trauma center. We're going to homeschool. And that's the end of that. And when you really understand that demons can't create, they can only influence, things make so much more sense. They have to make you do it. New York State Capitol doesn't have domes. Very interesting. I was a smartass in school too. Yeah, but think about that. Even calling you a smartass, you were probably just accurate. You're probably just a good kid. Like, I was a good kid. And they made me think I was a bad kid. BB was like Steve McQueen in The Great Escape to the Cooler. Public schools are vile, homeschool bust. Yeah, and I know a lot of teachers, they write to me all the time, you know, and they're trying to do their best. And I think the key isn't like you got to teach Tartaria and Flat Earth. I think the key is just be kind. You know, all it takes is one teacher. One. All it takes is one coach. Just one to be excited about the material, to be excited about competition. That's it. That's why the oppression has to be so insane. Like, football was very helpful for me to become a man. And now my school, where I went to school, doesn't even have a football team. And here's another level of trauma. So you have all these millennials, and I've been a part of it too, where the safe space, I call them indoor cats, and I did this whole set about how back in our day we played outside, and now they're so scared, they're indoor. Because I hadn't fully understood where the trauma was coming from. The trauma in movies and news and TV is so unbelievable that the average millennial or Gen Z engaged in that, being raised by a screen, they might as well be like war vets. Like, they're PTSD. Like, they truly think they need a safe space. So our generation looks at someone saying, I need a safe space. Someone just said the word fag. And we point and laugh and do even more trauma. Because we're like, that's insane. But in their world, they weren't protected. They were protected from the physical violence that we had, or the actual situations that we had. Like, we look at them, we're like, your whole life you've had Facebook and Google and Netflix and a cozy little... Yeah, that's the fucking problem. Like, they've lived these narratives on their screens of horror. And so their disposition doesn't match reality at all. Like, the fear and the how much they want safety. And that's why I don't just mock them anymore. Like, I mock them in a way that's it's helpful. Like, the Doomer Zoomer. Like, let me show you Doomer Zoomer. Like, this is good mockery. Because it's the type of mockery where and I know this has helped kids, a lot of kids, where it helps them see how ridiculous their fears are, but I'm not saying I do empathize. Like, I really do. I do know that the constructed world of no reality that you've lived in, and all the porn and trauma. You know, my generation didn't watch HD hardcore porn all day, like, long when we were a kid. We, like, had a crumpled picture of, like, a tit in the woods. You know, so the amount of trauma they've experienced with porn is just... Good news is you can reset your brain. Good news is the more you disengage from it and the more you pursue truth, the better. And you'll be okay. You know, your story isn't unique. Let me show you Doomer Zoomer, and then I'll read some mail. There we go. This is edited by the Great Mountain Bear.
I'm writing from Canada. It is bleak. We will not get out alive. There is a boy who got a tongue piercing and says he is bisexual for Ben Shapiro. I will not make it through the winter. This is the last letter I will ever write. Another winter is set in. Betsy said she's a lesbian. We won't make it out alive. Several of the men are wearing very tight jeans. We will not make it through this winter. Cousin Betsy said she's bisexual and is listening to Drake. Beatrice now says she identifies as a pineapple. Betsy is now twerking to Miley Cyrus and says she's a lesbian. Day 44 in the high school. Another girl has said she relates to polymorphous sexual behavior. I can't feel my face. She was just seen dancing to Drake and said she's words cannot describe the despair I feel when I saw this black man holding the hand of a red-haired Aryan. I cannot even put down my pantaloons. A used condom in the men's bathroom stall? Things will not get better. I'm writing you from the whole of humanity. It's math class. They will not admit the IQ difference between us and the bugmen. I just saw a white girl holding the hand of another black man. Words cannot describe my despair. The winter will be dark this year. I am 17. I'm writing on a typewriter back in the day when people knew the blacks were not to be bred with. I'm going to my home ec class. Wish me well. My teacher is obese. How can an obese woman teach anything about nutrition? I have seen the worst of it. I will not make it to social studies. Why isn't everyone based like me? I can't take it.
Okay, so you see how that is actually effective, because a lot of times these days people don't seem to understand the Zoomers' complaints, where they're like, you don't understand. Betsy is now a lesbian with a black. They're so convinced that everyone's so PC and globalist that no one understands how much that would suck. It does. But then now what? You can't just be a buzzkill. You're still here. And it isn't the end of the world. It's just another thing. And then the older generations, like, in our day, if we question authorities, we got beaten with a belt, you little pussy. It's like, but see, they both have points. Like, the Zoomers, like, no, but you didn't they can't articulate it very well a lot of times. But they're like, you didn't have full spectrum programming socially all the time. Like, you got beat with a belt. And then you just went back out in the world. We're constantly bombarded with likes and pornos. And all that. So we get it, Zoomers. But you're never going to do anything if you just are in despair. That's why I don't make you into victims. Like, yeah, and now what? Yeah, cousin Betsy is twerking to Drake. So what do? You stop listening to the shit. You and your friends be role models for this. Get through the system. You know, like these... these LARPy militant people would be like, no, you got to overthrow the school and then declare sovereign citizenship. No, that doesn't work at all. That is what it is. You're in the situation. You can't overthrow Satan. What you can do is, like, thrive. Do what we do. Like, I get why some people are mad at me because I make life look easy. And it's like, oh, how dare you? You got your kids and you got your... It's because engaging in your sorrow and your victim narratives does nothing. You don't think I know what the Zoomer, you know, because the Zoomer doesn't think anyone understands them because no one will talk about race or no one will talk about how bisexual 15-year-old girls is jarring and weird and how, like, no one has morality and shit. We get it, guys. You're just still responding to media. We all know what you're going through. You're responding to media and then other drones in the system. But mock it and move on. In my day, like, things were, they were worse in a lot of ways. And I'll tell you why they were worse. Because our programming had never been questioned. And it was constant. It was constant. Bombs are coming from Russia. AIDS, like, fear machine all times. We didn't have any other outlets. We never for once thought for at all we should stop watching the news. We should stop, you know, listening to music and the classic rock and all these Satanists programming us. We had no idea. So it was worse. You can recharge your brain right now by disengaging in that which is trying to manipulate you. When I was a kid, nobody knew what the Tavistock Institute was because it doesn't, it can't last. Because every child is a new beginning. Every child is like, they touch and they taste and they smell and they see. Like, it has to happen all over again every time. They can't rest because reality is always knocking. It's always there. Like, and women want out too, Doomer Zoomer. They want out too. And I see massive hope for the, like, my wife's brother never is on social media. He's like a 22-year-old, 23-year-old engineer. He's never on it. Him and his buddies are never on social media. They're like, yeah, we tried that. Everyone was just really angry. Like, just trust in God. All right, let me read a few of these letters. Yeah, the media consists of service drones under contact that are just conduits for a centralized system of fear and despair. Yeah, and it jumped the shark. It did. It jumped the shark. It's so obvious now that it doesn't work like it used to, and it truly doesn't. It really isn't popping like it once was. You know, because I've seen this narrative before of, this. Impeachment vote in House delayed as Clinton launches Iraq airstrike, citing military need to move swiftly. When I lived this when I was much younger, I had no idea. I just read that as what it was. And we just saw it happen again. And now we know not to trust the New York Times. And that's the whole battle. You're never going to change the system. But you can thrive within it. That's what be in this world, but not of it, you know? Tavistock is behind so much of this. Yeah, people have tried this forever. Every traumatized little psycho wants to control the world, and it doesn't work. Just don't be a victim. First letter, Lemon's out. Yeah, go ahead. And then, unauthorized.tv, subscribe, please. And if you want to support the stream, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. I know I've been talking down a lot about the love of money and all that. But, you know, if you want to support, do it. I mean, I'm never going to have, you know, I can't even tour in clubs. So, you know, we do support. But just don't feel guilty if you can't. Like, I don't need it. But just, I do appreciate it. You know, you gotta support what you like or it goes away. It gets crushed under the beast. And it requires a little more effort. But people seem to really enjoy writing letters. Dear Owen, listening to your stream today, Trolls and Jesters, I was relieved to hear that you won't be reading all the mail. I did enjoy... No, I'm going to read... I'm still reading a lot. I'm not going to change my behavior based on troll behavior. I did enjoy hearing you read my first letter, but that is not why I write, and I don't want that to influence me. I see things that I think you might enjoy, so I send that. It is a good way to support what I wish to see continue and enjoy the camaraderie of sharing it. When I have more time, I'll tell you about what my wife and I do, but for now... I was reading a book this morning called The Magical Approach, Seth Speaks About the Art of Creative Living by Jane Roberts. Jewish shepherds represented the placenta that was meant to be discarded for the Jewish tradition that nourished the new religion in its early stages before its birth. The metaphor of placenta can be applied to much of history, not just the Jew-Christ history. Thought you might enjoy playing with that as a metaphor. All our best wishes to you, Amy, family for 2020. Falcor. Yeah, The placenta metaphor is everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's been, you know, just these simple things. The simplest symbolic things are so interesting. But just, again, don't let in the fear. And we've all fought it. We all continue to fight it. I'm going to try to not be, I don't know. I'm not on a high horse, guys. I just don't see any point in wallowing or being scared of shit that isn't happening or could happen. It just isn't going to help anybody. And if you don't think I'm invested in the future, just know I have two kids and a pregnant wife, and I'm in it with you, and I want everybody to do well. And so what I'm saying is what I believe to be the right answer. And if I shift, I do. That's it. Oh, yeah, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. That's if you want to send anything. Don't worry about World War III, guys. It's not going to affect you. It could have already happened. It's like these fear narratives, you don't know where they're coming from. All you can do is follow God's law as best as possible. It isn't, you know, just don't trust the fucking media, ever. When they say that the draft is website is shutting down because everyone's spiraling, and you don't know if that's true. You have no idea. It could be a mockery. You don't know. You don't know what the war is. You don't know anything that you don't know. And it's so interesting that someone like me, who's been called this conspiracy theorist and paranoid and all that, I'm very quick to say how much I don't know. Like, when you understand how much the media lies, the first thing you should do is not let it affect you like you used to. BB, your sincerity comes through. No need to keep explaining it. I know, but some people, this will help a little bit. People that could just be crushing and they don't, because I get it. I could see feeling that way sometimes. Like, I could see feeling like I show all this, you know, all these raised garden beds and all this shit that does cost money. And I'm acting like you can just pull it out of the ground, or all you need to do is just become a homesteader. And there really is trials and tribulations and costs and shit. And I know that. And I face that too. And everything's relative when it comes to money. We all face financial problems. Like, I don't want to share all of it. I used to share more until people started using it against me. But, like, just, you know, start a really small garden. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is that we all have financial, like, if you speak truth, if you don't accept the beast, you will have financial problems. I have financial problems. Not problems because I live way under my means, but, like, I had to change the way I saw the world financially when I left Hollywood massively. And I don't want to spit out numbers because it triggers people. But, like, I make, even though I'm doing well and I'm prosperous, way less than I used to. And all it is more or less than you know. That's all it is. That's all money is. Like, someone with one castle whose father had 10 is a failure if he cares about that shit. It doesn't, there is no place where it gets easier. That's, and if you understand that, you won't hate me for any of this. And if you don't, you still will, but I tried. That Christmas card was epic. That is the real currency, human interaction, connection, not this internet-bearing fiat bullshit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I'm going to, like, a church event with my wife soon. I want more one-on-one personal interaction. I don't give a shit what the church is. I'm not going to even say, because I don't want to spring up all this tribal nonsense. Like, oh, if it isn't this church. I just want to be around people that believe what I believe. You'd laugh if you knew, okay? It's like, but, like, that's it. And if I have to go to another church, I will. But I want to be around churchgoers. And I want to go with my family. And I just want to be around, like, my wife has so many groups and so many friends and so many little things she does that I want to get more involved in that. Because it is. It's something that we really need. Hey, Big Bear, Harvey Behrman, attorney at Paw here. Thank you so much for the personally signed Christmas card, and I hope you had an amazing Christmas with your family. As you read this, I am currently closer to a wholesome family life than I ever thought I could be. It is all thanks to the great example you set as a pariah and self-imposed exile. Just, it's not me, it's God, it's you guys. Don't ever put me in that position, because when I fail at it, which I do, people start hating me. So I'm just correcting that, okay? I'll spare most of the details until the off-air portion, but I think I found the woman I can start a family with. Well, just find a woman you can have a dinner with, and then go from there. I know you're aware of cases like this based on your remark in the documentary, as well as the countless letters from bears describing similar stories, but I just wanted to be another example on public record that your live stream of anti-Semitic moon songs is really healing the realm inspiring people to marry, have kids, and live a more wholesome life. Yours truly, Harvey Behrman, attorney at PAW. Cool. I'm glad that the stream can be helpful, but again, it's not from me. It isn't. I'm not saving. And that isn't false modesty. It's like if you see it that way, it has to be God in you. But it's all right there. It's all right here. We can all do it. And 95% of the bears that have no issues with envy, no issues with any of this shit, that are probably still enjoying this talk because it's just funny and good. But they won't experience it. But for the ones experiencing it, it's like, because a lot of the bears have been through so many of my trials and tribulations that they know I'm not in some high horse situation. Like, comedian in 2020 is an absurd job. It's absurd. And so if you think you're facing real oppression because you can't talk Tartaria at your dentist's office where you work, it's like, guys, comedy is right against this force. So just know that I'm in it with you. Like, comedy is, because it's one of the biggest tools the beast uses for mind control is comedy, laugh track. So I'm in it. I didn't choose this. It's difficult. Like, I just want to be a fucking comic. So, that's it. My Kingdom Hall congregation has been awesome during this time. Someone has been here every day. Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm just not paying attention anymore to the denominations or anything. It's like, are people there for you? Are you guys pursuing truth? Are you a community? That's what really fucking matters. I'm so sick of these, like, endless Tavistock divides, you know? First they come for the comedians. But they don't, though. They make it so it's economically hard. It's like the whole narrative of people being come for isn't real. There is gulags. There is political prisoner. All that, but from my experience, 95% of the time, it's people who are actively trying to have more, like, power or be something they're not or awaken the masses. By the way, I don't want to listen to anyone who calls me a mass. It's like they're already using the language of evil, like awaken the masses. You think my children are masses? You know, I think what happens is they come for you financially. They come for you socially. They make it so you can't do your work well and get paid much. That's how they come for you. They put you in jail or kill you if you want to rival their business or if you want to give some shit to a ton of people just shoving Doritos into their mouth that never thought about God or anything and just give them a fucking car they don't have to ever buy gas for. Like, that, they'll come for you for that. But that's not what we're doing here. You know, a lot of the comedians Stalin came for, they don't tell you about this. A lot of them were the ones that were trying to subvert from before. That whole story has been so flipped around. We don't really, masses is a material and monetary term. Exactly. I've always hated it. I want to awaken the masses. Who the fuck is a mass? I want to provide for my family. I want to have a good time. I want to write great jokes. You know, have you guys enjoyed this, or has this been an intense one, right? Or has this been a good one? Yeah, masses is cancer. It's mostly a BS threat. It can hurt, but you have to stay two steps. Well, yeah, it's just you won't be financially rewarded for doing what you genuinely like because it's humble. You know, you can be a master craftsman. You can, you know, have a windmill. But you're not allowed to mass market it. You just aren't. And the sooner people accept that, the better. But see, the more actually living that life will do more for awakening people than trying to use the tools of the beast. Because it's still about power. It's still about if someone isn't ready for it and you want to make them ready for it, it's like imposed democracy. It's an oxymoron. It's like, I'm going to awaken the masses to truth. Well, if they don't want to, if they're not engaged in it actively, you're a dick. You can't awaken anybody that doesn't look for it. And there's knowledge everywhere. Guys, look at the fucking architecture. Like, this has been sitting. Hang on. Where is it? That's been sitting in downtown Philly since Philly existed. And all these meatballs are like just eating their Philly cheesesteaks, being like, yo, as you watch the fucking Eagles game, hey, Lenny, I'm gonna fuck you up, Lenny. Tina, don't give me no shit. Like, right in front of that. You're not allowed to force awaken them. They don't want to. And maybe they're fucking happy. I don't know. Like, the guy that's just like, hey, Tina, watch your mouth. I'm gonna eat the fucking shit. What are you gonna impose truth on them? They're standing right in front of that. They're standing right in front of that. There's people that go in there and pay their bills and pay their tickets and never once said, who made this and how did they make this? So what are you going to do? You're going to force them to enjoy architecture? You're going to force them to be humble to God? Then you are a dick. Like, you're the same thing that the devil's doing. You can't force shit on anybody like that. That's why my original instincts was libertarian. Then I found out that's a satanic trick. All good. But I always thought that that was the move, because it's like, who the fuck are you to awaken someone who can stand in front of that architecture and not care at all? The only way to awaken them is to force them into something that you believe is true. So fuck you. All right. My wife and I have been following around since you released your conspiracy query special and thought you might get a kick out of how it happened. I randomly got an urge to learn how to play the piano at 25 years old after listening to some Chopin. I ended up obsessed with learning Moonlight Sonata. At the same time, my wife started watching Cheers while she was pregnant with our first child and would sing the theme song every day. I watched one of your streams through a recommendation when I was still learning how to play Moonlight, and my wife was blasting through seasons of Cheers. Within the first 5 minutes of your stream, you started playing Moonlight Sonata, and I was like, holy shit, what are the chances? When you were done playing it, you immediately started playing Where Everybody Knows Your Name, and I took it as a sign that I was in the right place. You've helped us become a stronger family unit, and I told my wife to quit her job to be a home with our daughter after her birth. Ever since, I've been killing it in my job. Nice. That's what I'm talking about. It's not about sacrificing your livelihood. You will do better at your job if you acknowledge what is true and what is false, and you accept realities. That's it. It's not your job to awaken the masses. Like, you can do any job I can think of functionally, including comedian, without trying to overthrow the Pharisees. You don't. Jesus does, not you. And you can crush it literally any job I can think of, you can function at on some level. Understand, and you will do a better job. You will just slowly make better things, better quality, whatever you're doing, if you simply don't lie to yourself. Ever since I've been killing it in my job and we're saving up money to eventually buy some acres in Idaho so I could sell our house in California. God bless you and your family, and never stop crushing those faggy gammas. Sincerely, Adam. P.S. I sent you a letter early November, and I think it might have gotten lost. Could be verified as Dad Bear. Welcome, Dad Bear. I'm already using it as my username in the chat, but I haven't been formally verified. My wife would like to be verified as Pitbull Suck Bear because they're like the bike thieves of the dog world. Yeah, I think I did verify you guys. Welcome, Pitbull Suck Bear. All right, last one, and I got to get out of here. But no martyrs, no, like, I have to suffer for truth. I want to be a good comedian. You saw how excited I was, guys, about Vegas. I want to be able to be booked in a comedy club and have them just sell the tickets and have everybody be able to come and laugh. That one's a little long. But it's not possible for me. It isn't. And so I'm doing the best as I can with it. But I'm not trying to, you know, my goal is always to be a good comedian that can provide for my family. So whatever job you're at, you can do well. And if you want acreage and if you want to make a difference, like, well, if you want your wife to stay home, like, do the math. Like, don't put your family in financial problems. Oh, sweet. Very nice Christmas card. Well, they finally got President Donald Trump right where they want him. Just squeeze a little harder and he'll cuck. Yeah, I'm not angry about Trump anymore, though. I think that's a ticket, too. Happy you have a spirit-filled holiday season, Phil. Yeah, I saw that ticket. I almost went down that road where I was like, Trump is no better than... I don't know enough to make any judgments. I'm just not engaging. He's not a savior. He's a fucking government employee. I'll just open two more. Yeah, I'm not engaging in any of that. Rather, it's Trump, you know, saying he's like the greatest and he's going to save us and all that, or he's owned and he's nothing. Neither one is doing it for me these days. I'm out of it. I'm just out. And if someone thinks they can make me talk about it, they can go fuck themselves. Dearest Big Bear, I'm a longtime listener and got my daughter hooked on you as well. We feed the bear at unauthorized.tv. It has been so refreshing to find someone who values the same things and teaches us all about logos. We have learned so much from you. As one of those females desperately looking for a strong man to love and care for me, but wasn't operating on logos. They're beautiful. Therefore, I ended up in an abusive marriage, which I endured for 14 years before deciding to get out. But you know what? Helped me survive my faith in God and my children. Yes. I know people often look down at me and question why I would keep having children in such a situation. But once I understood how birth control works and that I might be unknowingly causing the death of a fertilized egg, a baby, I had to decide whether I was going to honor my creator or make my life so-called easier by having less kids. This is unbelievably beautiful. It's like God gives you babies. God gives you life. Your husband's dick didn't give you the baby. God did. Like, I've had to burn off a lot of shit lately. Like, our children are from God, not from my dick, not from my, you know. And when you see that, it's like it's a lot clearer as to how to provide and to care and to, you know, fight for. It's bigger than us. And it's beautiful to look at it that way. Because it is. It's true. Well, I choose life. And guess what? Like this woman could have killed some of her children because she didn't want to bring a baby. You don't get to choose who brings a baby into this world. God does. Well, I choose life. And guess what? I have been infinitely blessed by those precious lives. So I just want to encourage anyone to follow your awesome advice to have more babies. Every time we choose to honor God's will over our own, we win. Yes. Oh, this is like music. By the way, I just turned 49. I'm remarried and have 6 kids, 4 grandbabies, and 2 more on the way. You're doing great, kid, but you better get busy if you want to keep up with me. And a huge congrats on the 3rd baby bear. Keep crushing and pouring that delicious gravy. Anytime. And understand, like, I could have so much fear about providing for my kids. I'm a band comedian with a 3rd kid on the way. So when I'm preaching about not loving money and shit, it's not like a must be nice situation. It's like, guys, I'm in this with you. What am I going to do for a job? I don't have a ton of skills. I've been a professional comedian for 19 years. 19 years, guys. All I've known is crushing, you know. It's changed and morphed a little bit into live streaming and shit, but like, I get it. And I'm not stopping. And I know that God provides. I know God won't make you rich, but God will provide. And he does. And my wife is way in tune with it now too. I can never thank you enough for all that laughter, gravy, and logos. And most of all, for teaching me to not despair. Could you please verify me as Stormy Day Bear? Welcome. Welcome, Stormy Day Bear and Prairie Bear for your daughter. I choose that name because thunderstorms are my favorite kind of weather here in Kansas, and most of all because their awesome power and beauty remind me of the majesty of our God. The Bible says his voice is like thunder, and I've always found it interesting how the sky mimics the ocean with clouds looking like waves, and seeing how flocks of birds move and flow like schools of fish in water. That's beautiful. Please know that I literally thank God for you, and you are a wonderful example of a wise, strong, hilarious, incredibly talented and big-hearted bear of a man. Couldn't ask for a better leader. All of us bears adore you and your family. We get it. With love in Christ, Janelle, Stormy Day Bear. Well, thank you, Stormy Day Bear. That's quite sweet of you. And I love that you saw that the value, man isn't the value or your oppressor. It's like your abusive husband had nothing to do with it. He had his own problems. I'm just so glad you had your kids. Dear Owen, this is my last one. Dear Owen, a few weeks ago at the piano, you began to play an impromptu Oh Holy Night. I thought to myself, that song sucks to pick out by ear. Go Big Bear. I had been feeling uninspired about the piano, but I felt encouraged to go and try that song out for myself. It was not good at first, but that song is so packed with logos that I found myself lost in its words and meaning. My self-consciousness soon faded, and I felt the love of God wash over me. I knew that he saw me like I see my own son when he plays his little songs for me. It was pure love that I felt. Last Christmas, I was not lost in song, but in a pit of black despair. I was wrestling with all the dark history of Christmas. Don't, fuck that. I've seen all that. I've said, oh, Soterian, oh, it's really that. Christmas is your celebration of the birth of your Savior, and that is it. Oh, this, just like that. Don't let, because I saw science do the same shit, and some of these occultist truth channels can do the same to other shit, where it's like, science is like, what really is the truth? It, like, it is what you, what it is to you. And there's weird pagan traditions and all that, but you, it's like, to see people, like, really lose their Christmas spirit because of, like, oh, well, Coca-Cola invented Santa Claus by the Jews in the 30s. It's just like, fuck all that. Yeah, the commercial Christmas is nonsense. Commercial Christmas of Satan, Santa, material. No, but it still is what you do with it. You know, and just how much of a mockery of the devil is it that if he tried, I don't even know, but if he, let's say he successfully changed the date or brought in all this nonsense of Rudolph and all this shit, and it still didn't take away that gratitude. It's like, how much time do they have to waste on this shit? Like, they have Rudolph and fucking silver bells and all this, and you still honor Jesus Christ in your house. That's hilarious to me. I'm in a much better place this year, full of gratitude and peace. Much of this release I've experienced come from a whole year of hearty servings of the ultimate black pill remedy, Logos Packed Gravy. I also now enjoy the jam sessions with you when you play live for the Bears. We are in agreement about not denying that the roots of Christmas are dark and weird, but that we do it anyway because of our families. Well, yeah, and it's also, you know what I'm saying. I don't have to say that all over again. However, I want to share this revelation with you and the Bears because you helped me get to it. As I was sitting there at the piano being washed over with the spirit that is this Christmas song, I was reminded of how God's redemption works. The devil has his agenda, but fuck that guy. God redeems everything that this thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Those Romans or Catholics or whoever the fuck it was who decided to combine paganism and Christianity messed up. People are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ right now, and that is awesome. Redemption. Yes. Yes. Fuck Saturnalia. Fuck whatever knows bullshit, and fuck pagans. Not the good farmer kind. You get it. Of course I get it. When I put up my tree, my heart is filled with love and gratitude, and I worship the creator, not the creation. Yes. I can have any damn thing I want in my house because it is for freedom that we have been set free. The laws of this world do not apply to us. We pay Caesar, but fuck him too. God's law is written on our hearts, and it's simply what Christ says. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Luke 10:27. Christmas traditions not only don't break this law in any way, they facilitate it. Yes. Lastly, Christmas trees are not the Asherah poles described in the Old Testament. Those were wean poles. You already know about those things. Those thoughts don't enter anybody's head when they're putting up their trees. Same with the Yule log. Again, I say, fuck that shit. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Cheers, Gretchen. Yeah, intention and symbol is everything. When you look at something and you say this is why it is or this is why it isn't, don't get that bottom fall out when you find out about certain star shapes or what something is for some people or how something was hijacked. Exactly what he just said. It's like, fuck those people. The only time an obelisk works is if someone looks at it and they're like, yeah, Horus's dick. Everyone else is like, wow, what an interesting structure. And if you just see an interesting structure, it doesn't work. That's it. It's like if you don't invest in the symbols, like that, I see that with the swastika like crazy. Like the swastika exists in like every country in the world. And the swastika, to a lot of people, you see a lot of horrors that the Nazis did, which they did do. And a lot of them came to America in Operation Paperclip. But, like, you see, you know, experiments on children and all this shit. I'm not talking about the average German soldier or even the response to the aggressions from England. I get it. I'm not even engaging in that. But a lot of people see the Big Dipper, Ursa Major, Big Bear. Literally, I did not know about any of that. It's just an incredible coincidence. In each season, the swastika is simply the Big Dipper rotating. And that's why it's been a symbol for a ton of people for a very long time. And so now people can look at that and see, like, hate and death. And someone else can look at it and see life and you know, the stars. And that's just what it is. There's no actual, you know, like, you can have a Christmas tree and you just, the main thing is praising Jesus' birth verbally, spiritually. You know, I've experienced Christmases that have zero mention of anything except stuff. Like, every tradition is like Rudolph and fucking stuff. All right, I got to get out of here. I try to limit myself to 2 hours every day, but, you know, when I roll, I roll. You know, bandwidth ain't free, nigga. Then why do it then? 95% of people don't think twice. The letter is great. It's true. Yeah, because I've seen people drop their despair like that as well, where they think, like, oh, great, everything I love is a lie. Look who you're talking to, guys. I get it. Dinosaurs, all that shit. It's like, is archaeology a lie? No. It was hijacked by grants, fiat money, institutions. This whole episode has been archaeology. We've been looking at buried structures. Archaeology isn't evil. The dinosaur lie made a lot of people think, like, oh, everything discovered is a lie. No, it's just that. You know, so many of the Christmas symbols have been manufactured to keep people from feeling gratitude and joy and all that, but it's still there. It's still Christmas. You know, it's still when people sing carols and get together and rejoice. Because, I mean, the devil, the demons can't create. They can't. They have to hijack. All right, 2020 vision. Yeah, and I'm going to play the bike thief video again because you never know what the future entails. It's so funny. And here's that funny meme again. The media, people that promote and encourage war. We can't start or stop war based on our tweets. It just is reality. What we can do is engage in actively wanting something bad or not. It's really personal. So I'm just going to keep making fun of the people that want war. Like, Ben Shapiro actively is like, yeah. And he has to bear that. He has to bear that shit. I know soldiers heading over there now that are still in Logos. They're still in truth. They're like, it is what it is. No one's excited about it, but it isn't the end of the world. It just is. You know, I'm glad we get to now see that it isn't for freedom. It's just more bullshit. But check out the bike thieves. Rejoice in these bike thieves, ladies and gentlemen. Trust your fellow man. And that doesn't mean integration forced by the government. Like, you get it. But just, we're all in this together.
They know the system very well, okay? A lot of times they have all this money coming in the household, but somehow they always figure out a way to manage getting Section 8 or public assistance. Whatever services is available, trust me, the Jewish people are the first ones to find out about it. They're the first ones to utilize it.
Actually, they're part of the mind control system that they use through television and the media. The higher ups.
That right there is in a book called The Elders of the Protocols of Zion. That was in like 1898. They was talking about how the Jews will use TV and media and propaganda to control the world and take over the world. So little things like that just, oh man. Who wrote that book? I'm trying, it was a Russian who wrote that book too. Elders, whoever's watching this, Elders of the Protocol of Zion, read it. It gives you an idea, the blueprint to take over the world. It is.
It's implementing it right now.
It's actually, when you read it, they say it's false. But when you read it, you see everything coming to light. It's really not anti-Semitic.
It's not anti-Semitic. It's like,
people keep saying things and they really don't know what they're talking about.
If somebody's telling the truth about something, why does it have to be anti-Semitic? Because it's not in a Jewish people's favor. It's not anti-Semitic. It's just somebody being honest. Facts is what it is. Bottom line.
There wasn't such a thing, you know, it's like a bunch of people sitting together running the world. You know, this is kind of bullshit.
But you,
you know?
Said that's bullshit.
That he says that is not true. No, this is like a false book.
That's not bullshit. As far as like a bunch of people sitting together running the world. The United Nations is a bunch of people sitting together running the world. So how could you say that's bullshit?
Yeah, and the beauty of that video, which is so funny, and that's why I've been saying for a while, like, you know, aside from the bike stealing situation, the blacks aren't, none of these groups are the root of any evil. Like, a lot of these people are seeing the same shit. If you're engaged completely only in media, your worldview is so fucking twisted. Like, these dudes see the same world that you do, where they're like, man, these niggas getting free housing just because they understand the law, man. You see this nigga was saying that this is all intentional, that they're trying to bring... These people are seeing the same shit. And they're not hateful of Jews. They're not blaming just the dude at the deli. They're just, like, not hateful people. They're just like, what the fuck? The protocols of the bike theft. That's hysterical. But it's like, we're all in this. And, dude, I don't know anybody that actually believes that anti-Semitism is an actual, except for like Ben Shapiro and Crowder and all these idiots, but like nobody is like, man, I'm so glad that we're focusing all this effort on the Jews, because not only are we not attacking anybody, it's like people are like, yeah, but isn't that true? You know, trust your fellow man. They want to be left alone just like anyone else. Yeah, dude, it's all the same shit. They just have the same problems. They're just trying to make a buck, take care of their kids, steal a bike. If I don't rub my hands like this, they're spooked. BB looks 10 years younger. What did you do? I trimmed up my beard, and I've been losing weight because my threat to my safety isn't hit squats, guys. It's my weight. And when I quit drinking alcohol, I beat a lot of shit. But I still have that little hole in me from childhood stuff that we all have. And so I found myself eating too much. And so it's been a real soul-searching situation. To try and beat it, I've had to really go down some spiritual paths. You know, I can't just be fat the rest of my life. And I can tell myself, oh, I can still run. I can still move heavy shit. It's like, I'll take years off my life if I don't lose some of this fucking fat. Dude, you weren't even fat. I had a weird lump on my sternum, bro. Turned out to just be fat. But no, I was 60 pounds heavier than when I was more of an athlete. Like, that will... I'm not trying to get ripped, guys. I'm just trying to get rid of this fucking lump that I thought was cancer and spiraled about. Again, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to send me any support or letters or... some gravel for my babble. I forgot to tell you guys. We got one of the funniest t-shirts ever. It's a proud bike owner. And it's like a white fist holding a bike lock. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Because it's just making a mockery of the white supremacist narrative. It's just like, I'm just picturing all these white people being like, we just want to keep our bikes. So unbearablesmerchandise.com, buy some stuff, supports Ryan and me. Also unauthorized.tv, become a subscriber. And weird lump is because of too much coffee. My girlfriend had it. Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it was just one of those wake up calls where I'm like, I have a fat ball on me. Method Man used to have similar outlook. Now he is a movie star. I don't know what that, well, yeah, you're going to get the people who... They recruit talent, man. There's a reason I got all these development deals. A lot of people in entertainment are funny. They are good at what they do. And then they're snatched up by the fiat. It's not what Hollywood says. It's not like people bashing in your door. It's like, do you want to be able to work? Do you want money? Do you want to get rid of all your fears? Just don't fucking ask certain questions. And that's it. And so if you accept that you're not going to be a rich person, but you will, you know, you can thrive. You can, like, my life has gotten better. I objectively have more wealth, just not more money. And I know people are spiraling, oh, you got money, it's a scam. it's a fraction of what I used to make. And if you're smart, you know that. And if you don't want to know that, you can reject that. Most people just fall into traps. Yeah, dude, everybody. Human beings, we're not the problem. Even like a 33-degree Freemason, like half of these guys, the look in their eye is like, I just want it to end. It's just, we're people, man. And the amount of trauma and false bullshit that people have to experience in order to buy these lies is such a blessing, because it means if it just stops on any level, based on how we live our lives, we can be better. You know, it's not the people doing it. And this is coming from a guy who had to really face some sinister motherfuckers trying to mess with my life. And I registered the wrath and all that stuff and had to really understand what it was. Any other things before I go? I've just been enjoying this. I don't want it to end. But so to recap, human beings used to have technology we no longer have. And it's never going to be mainstream. Just accept it. But just get into it because it's exciting. You know, we used to be able to make limestone out of geopolymers. We had beautiful buildings that people can no longer make. That doesn't mean life is getting worse. It means we have an ability of creating that we didn't used to have, that we forgot about. We're humans. We rock. Because the people that own everything have to make sure that the people they own don't make fun of them. Well, it's true. They're not allowed to guide people who haven't sought truth into logos. That's what I figured out. Because you are allowed to like do this shit and talk to each other and have better food and homeschool and not vaccinate. You're allowed to. What you're not allowed to do is bring that type of good shit to people that have rejected truth and they're in a trance. That's all it is. The reason the mainstream just keeps getting shittier and they're not allowing anyone to do anything for them, like music sucks, comedy sucks, you know, nothing works, is because if people aren't actively choosing to find it, they're not allowed to be led. And so always watch out for these people that are like, I'm here to wake up the mess. I'm going to wake everyone up. Wake up, people. It's right there. If you accept that your son is a girl and that the Philadelphia fucking Capitol building was just a bunch of dudes with horses building it with plaster, you aren't going to wake up. You aren't going to accept what you're told. Like, it can be right in front of you and you just go, ah, it's like flat earth. I know this pisses people off. It's so obvious. And some people are like, they just won't see it, and that's fine. It doesn't make anyone bad at all. There's shit that I definitely am not seeing. I get it. It's like they just aren't seeing it, and it's not your job to force them to see it because they literally won't. They can't. And when they're ready, they will. And the good news is the more crazy shit they're feeding us, the more normal people are, like the bike thieves are like, what is this? Protocols of Zion you speak of, nigga. Like, that's so uplifting. I have to head out. I have to head out too. I shouldn't do this long of a fucking stream, but I'm just so full of gravy today. All right. Again, unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93335. Subscribe to my Clips channels like Owen Benjamin, Bear Cave, as well as, oh, and when I was a comedian, I still am a comedian. When I used to tour all the time for comedy, I would double my amount of time on stage. It used to piss people off sometimes. They tell me to do 50 minutes and I do 2 hours constantly. Anyone that used to come to my shows knows that. So I'm trying to not just always do that. I always do this. When I feel gravy, I just keep rolling. But unbearablesmerchandise.com, pick up some sweet shirts, some hats, whatever, and just bloom where you're planted. No despair. There's a lot of great shit out there. And, you know, be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and boil guy. And I'll try for the future to have more just funny streams because I am a comedian despite what the fucking clubs are saying. And again, Vegas is canceled. No despair. No grand conspiracy. Just a system that's falling apart. But I will tour again Don't worry. I just have to have control over the venues. All right. I love you guys. Be good.